All right, I'm rolling here. I'm rolling on the Mevo, rolling on the podcast, and I'm rolling on the Helium. All right.
Oh, shit.
Just hit the camera.
That's good.
It's good right there?
Yeah.
Is it even like the doors?
Yeah.
Have the doors not?
Not really.
I don't like perfectly like Kubrick'd.
A little bit more.
Da be dee ba do bop deep. Dee ba do bop bop.
Oh, man, that do ba do ba do e do ba do.
Oh, scab music! Scab music! Yes! Did y'all see that shit? Yo, I said that.
What? Yo, we gotta open with that song one day.
Skip dabby dee bobby dee. Oh, no, I got it, though.
Come and be my baby tonight.
Let me see this shit, dog. Let me see this shit, dog. I was watching that shit the other day. Dee-ba-boo-dee-ba-boo-doo.
All right, tell me when we start a new clip
on this.
Jack, you
want to
start a new clip on this one?
Yeah, start a new clip.
Talk about it.
No, it's on here. It's on here. Do you want to be in control of the Mevo? Since you ain't got nothing over there? You got the iPad. You can have the iPad right there in front of you.
I look like I have something?
Yeah. That way I ain't got shit stacked up. Hold on, man. We got to
see my ass off.
We're still recording, right?
Get my ass off.
Come
and be my baby tonight.
I see you, other thugs that you've been with.
Just sit there and just say, my name is, you know, with pictures flashing of me and things like that. I have to, you know, make it something. So I decide, you know, start off with a little.
We gotta end the episode on this shit, though. This is where we're gonna end the episode. We're rolling on all cameras.
All cameras, Mark.
I'ma cry.
Oh shit. Hold on. Let me just hear this
Shout out to that guy.
Flashing of me and things like that. Shit. I have to, you know, make it something. So I decide to, you know, start off with a little scatting song. You know what I'm saying? That's how I present myself because that's part of my personality.
Come on, be my baby tonight. Come on, be my baby tonight. I've seen the way you've treated other thugs you've been with. Come on, be my baby tonight.
Other thugs.
Oh, why did I even think about that shit?
Who was the other
thug? Where the ski
go? Where was the first thug?
You cut it off the skeeting part.
Hold on, man. This is the Chappelle version.
Other thug.
Take me there. Oh,
it's the one. Because he had Drew perform it live.
Oh, Dave Chappelle. Yeah.
That was the dude, though.
Yeah, that was him.
Come on, be my baby tonight.
Oh, that's my shit.
Come on, be my baby tonight.
Oh, that's my shit.
What?
This one's going into the red. This sound doesn't matter, right?
No, we're good.
That one's a little high, though. It's hitting yellow too often.
All right. Oh man, that was just a warm up. I probably put that at the back of the episode.
Ski babu dee babu dee babu doo. Undo babu dee babu dee.
I got a good story for y'all for Thanksgiving.
Hilarious.
All right. Y'all ready, man?
Ski babu.
All right. I'm muting everybody.
Please mute me.
An artist's duty, as far as I'm concerned, is to reflect the times.
Bam, 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 bam.
Poets, musicians, it's their choice. But I choose to reflect the times and the situations in which I find myself. That to me is my duty. And at this crucial time in our lives, when everything is so desperate, when every day is a matter of survival, I don't think you can help but be involved. Young people, black and white, know this. That's why they're so involved in politics. We will shape and mold this country, or it will not be molded and shaped at all anymore. So I don't think you have a choice. How can you be an artist and not reflect the times? That to me is the definition of an artist.
They got me living with these overwhelming temptations of life. See my surroundings, so I knew I probably never have a wife. That's cool. Had to stop searching for gold, cause that's for fools. All I see is destruction, so I don't really watch the news. Chilling in this high rise with a Drake checking my views. The more money you make, the more you end up checking dudes. Got Anna on their chest, but only making checker moves. Plus, the more these niggas hate, the more I feel I've left to prove. My sister died, and that's when the rest of my heart left. Still trying to make this music and keeping it heartfelt. Nobody ever checked up on me to see how my heart felt. I was broken to pieces, put together by myself. I wonder if I make it. Shit, who all gonna come around? Man, them same hands that's reaching out, the ones that's turned me down. When I was reaching out for hands, seemed like they'd rather see me drown. And I know when I was chosen as the one who wear the crown. King shit, it's wearing heavy on my head, I can't complain. Shit, I'm enjoying my rain while hoping that it don't rain piss. I know you thought I'd probably be broken, still on the same shit. Staring at the world through my mirror, hope I don't lane switch. I had to learn what money and power come with violence and death. They've been trying to muzzle us, but ain't silenced us yet. But I'm proud to say that the revolution's televised. We gotta show them just cause they ain't acknowledged us yet. King shit.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Yeah. Bam, 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 bam. God damn.
Yeah.
Go ahead and give it for the homie. Man, shout out to the homie, man. Shout out to the homie Flames.
That had, you know, everybody sitting up here thinking.
Like, word, man.
I had a nigga reflecting and shit, bro.
Man.
Bam, 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 bam.
Come on.
Damn.
Keep the change. Nigga shot. Lick it up.
Kneecap. Reflecting and shit.
Big toe. Headshot.
Word up.
Like, word, man. And that right there was the intro.
The intro. To Flames Beat, Thanks for Nothing.
That's the name of the project?
Thanks for Nothing is the name of the project.
And that's how we're starting the show off.
Real soon.
That's
by Flames Beat.
Yeah, that's what you're doing.
Look at
that
line.
Come
but
on.
Who we got here? Come on, man. You already know, man. It's your dog. Your boy. You know what I'm saying? The one and only. Only one. Olansky. Two eyes in person. Three eyes on Instagram. You dig?
Oh, it's your boy, Jed. You know, it's Blurdy J on IG nowadays. What up?
It's Oren coming to you live with a fucking toothache. Jew Lucky on Instagram.
Damn, toothache. Hey, you know who that is? Flames P, man. Flames P 36 on Instagram. Look out for that, thanks for nothing, you dig. And this is the High Class Dirtbags motherfucking podcast.
Yeah. All in your face. All in your face, man.
We sponsor for
I mean, shit.
Oh, yeah, we can. What? Brought to you by Smart Parts.
Yeah.
Take a Smart Bite.
Yeah. Smart Buds.
If you can.
Smart Bites, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to them, man.
Take,
you know,
a smart
bite.
Take a smart bite if you got a toothache.
Mike, I'm trying to tell you, man.
That's what I did.
Hey, man. You got to, hey, man. Shout out to them, man. They've been putting me to sleep, man. I ain't going to lie, man.
Shit.
Better than goddamn melatonin, man. Let me tell you, bro.
No, that's a fact. Yeah, don't give your kids a gummy. Give them one of those, and they'll go right to sleep.
No, nah, don't give your kids melatonin.
I'll give my kids. Hey, people out there giving kids melatonin, they might as well give them something better than that.
We do not condone or approve or even
what
other words suggest that you give your kids any drugs, guys.
I ain't suggesting. I'm just saying.
Nah, he's just saying, so whatever. Like, we're not
if
saying.
You're one of those, it's a drug like melatonin, but it's actually better. But
High Class Dirtbags does support drug use, but just over 21 years old.
Over 21.
Over 18.
Yeah. No, I think, is it 21?
If you're in college, you're 18, 19.
Yeah, man, if you're in college, that's you deserve when you look to do drugs.
You really going to tell them no?
You're gonna really support it.
You're going to really try to tell a freshman in college, hey, don't do that.
Yeah, like, you're supposed to. Hey,
I'm off the leash.
You're supposed to.
You tripping. I'm off the leash, baby.
You tripping. I can't even
you're
say that.
You're not off the leash.
Drugs, we only mean marijuana products.
If you're in college or you're away from home, that's off the leash.
No, we don't mean marijuana products. Yeah, everything.
Oh, no.
I don't know about that.
Don't do none of that.
Take your time. Take your time.
No, I'm not saying crack. You guys with this weird crack.
You say everything when
you're shit in between.
Anytime a motherfucker say everything, I automatically jump to the other side of the
You got to take some shit that match your problems. Take shit that match your problems.
You got mushrooms.
Small problems. Weed. You know, you got bigger problems, you might
still take
alcohol.
Still take weed.
Try to stay in that.
Actually, no. Do not take drugs to solve your problems. They don't help. That just makes more problems.
I said, if you're going to take drugs, take them that equal out to your problems.
Like take weed and you won't have no
You problems. A college student, you don't have no big problems to even worry about to be doing no hard shit.
Drink a hard seltzer.
Be putting you out.
Drink a hard seltzer.
Yeah, have a couple margaritas, limeritas, and fucking a joint. And sit your ass down.
Yeah, drink some champagne.
Live to fight another day, man.
Sit down.
Trust me.
Anything else would be uncivilized.
Yeah. Well, we started this episode off with Flames P.
Oh, yeah.
Intro song from the upcoming album, Thanks for Nothing. And with that being said, fuck.
It's Thanksgiving season.
It's Thanksgiving season. You know what I'm saying? Even though we are thankful, there are some things that we are not thankful for. And that's
2020.
Yeah, and a lot of the shit that happened in 2020. You know what I'm saying? So that's why we got this segment called Thanks for Nothing.
The whole
you know thing. What I'm saying? Inspired by Flames P latest project. Thanks for Nothing.
Yeah.
I don't want to be blamed for the answers, but
you inspired the thought process. So, like, you know, you got to take some kind of responsibility out here.
Yeah. Why does 2020 sucks? Why did you make it so bad, Flames? All of 2020 problems were blaming
his fault. Yeah.
Why?
Why did you do this? Because you recorded that earlier this year.
Thanks for Nothing.
Yeah. But
Thanks for Nothing, Flames.
Why did you name it that, bro? Why did you name it Thanks for Nothing?
The album is Thanks for Nothing because, you know, shit. I guess my journey, what I've been through, it's been a lot of thanks, but no thanks. You know, me personally. Like, if you go back and listen to my last album, Beautiful Struggle, like, it just, you know. So.
I feel you.
I like to thank motherfuckers, but, you know, thanks, but no thanks.
No, I get it,
because sometimes it be like that.
I get that. Yeah.
You say what?
Give us an example.
Just, you know, I mean, dealing with the music, you know, A1, and doing that, going through the music thing, and, you know, there's a lot of people who, they want to take advantage, like they'll do something, but not do, you know.
Oh, like just to say they're a part of it, but you know they're not really.
That makes like sense.
Added to your progression.
Motherfucker said they want help, but then realize, nah, I really don't want help.
Yeah, and then be like, I'm on some flam shit.
Oh, he's a little bit too good. He might take my spot.
Oh, that so, type of shit.
Yeah,
he's a little bit too good. He might take my spot, so I'm just gonna keep him. You know. I'm not going to give him any help, but I'm going to say, like, we cool, we homeboys, and all this type of shit.
Oh.
I got you, but I don't got you. I mean, but then it goes further on, you know, women, family, shit like that, so.
Nah, I do. I get what you mean.
Okay. Sounds like spite was a big motivation for this album.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
I love spite. I think spite is a great motivation. Which,
man, I seen some shit the other day, man. That motherfucker say, suicide is never the answer. The goal is to outlive your enemies.
Yeah.
I was like, shit, boy, that was some real shit, boy.
That was some profound shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But like I said, we got a new segment called Thanks for Nothing. So we got to say what we thinking for nothing. You know, thanks for nothing. And I like to nominate 2020 in a whole. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even though a lot of good things did happen, you know, personally for me, globally, a lot of fucked up shit happened.
That's
so
a big thanks for nothing.
Thanks for nothing, 2020.
Because it's like, shit, you know, they gave out stimulus checks and all that type of shit. $1,500 is like, ah. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
Hey, that's a thanks for nothing right there. Y'all gave me a month's rent. Thank you for nothing, motherfucker.
For 8 months.
Yeah. But y'all still made it legal.
right. You gave me a month rent for 8 months.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Like, but y'all still made it legal for these motherfuckers to kick me out of my motherfucking apartment.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? As soon as the lockdown was over.
Yeah, that's the type of thanks for nothing mentality.
So
like,
thanks,
yo,
2020.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you, 2020. Yeah, you know, I appreciate it, but, you know.
Thanks for nothing. Like, this year was like a year that happened, but nobody really wants to talk about. So it's just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so thanks for nothing.
Yeah, it's going to be like your sophomore year in college. Like, you know it happened, but like, I don't really want to talk about
it. Yeah, we we didn't even talk about
you
that.
You had a good time, but it wasn't.
Yeah, yeah, it wasn't.
Yeah,
yeah.
I thought it was going to be.
Nah, it was like.
It's kind of like being a high class dirtbag. It's like. No, it's like, you know, I'm really nice, but I'm really a fucking scumbag. Yeah, like, you know, I'm going to treat you nice at the beginning. But, it's like,
thank you for teaching me how much value toilet paper has.
Yeah,
no, like, that's what 2020 is telling you. Like shit like that.
I didn't learn that. Save more toilet paper. You save so much more money.
I did not learn
by
that.
Saving toilet paper.
I didn't learn that. I wonder what all those people, with that toilet paper, they still using it right now, like to this day.
They maxed out in January.
Yeah, like you bought too much.
Now it's like you don't have to wrap your hands so many times.
Exactly. You're two squares.
Let me just see a one square.
Well, hold on. Did you guys wrap your hand?
No, I
don't. I'm gonna fold it. Like as it's coming, I'm like folding as it goes.
Yeah,
as it
comes, I gotta do that shit.
I'm wrapping my hand like
that. No, wrap your hand. That's how you get the claw. I think women do that.
Yeah, women do that. That's all that back wasted toilet paper. Like, do you like flip hand side?
A backhand
ass mitten. Like an ass mitten. You just got your hand covered with tissue and just use your whole shit.
What if you put it on too tight
and slide it off? You just slide it off.
Don't want to come off.
You gotta rip it now.
So you in the stall like this.
Shit flying in. Shit
on the wall.
Flicking it like
No, you gotta be smart with your strategy.
You can't have no ass mittens.
Give me that ass mittens.
Man. 2020, it taught you how to conserve your toilet paper.
Yeah.
It taught you how to conserve a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Some real shit.
Shit. You know, weed. I learned how to ration my weed.
But who you telling?
I don't know. 2020 seemed to be just like a weed year. It was like the government was like, here, sit at home. We'll give you $600 a week.
Yeah, buy weed and sit your ass at home.
Here's a few plugs.
Order Uber Eats like a motherfucker. That's what I learned. Yeah,
Uber Eats was delivered free.
Ration my marijuana conservatively throughout the day.
Depending on what state you are, you can even order marijuana at the house.
Yeah. That's something
we are not in one
that's
of
something to
states.
Be thankful for.
No, it is, man.
You know, a lot of people got to enjoy marijuana.
A different way. You know,
2020 was Donald Trump's last year, so thanks for nothing. Yeah. You did a bunch of nothing for fucking 4 years.
Yeah, thanks,
now you out, so thanks for nothing. Like, so Donald Trump presidency is effectively like 2020.
No more,
yes, it happened, but nobody really wants to talk about it or acknowledge it. So
no more
thanks
memes,
for nothing.
No more fucking gifts, it's over with. Thank you, Lord.
I mean, but the motherfucker's still gonna get $250,000 a year.
He's not going anywhere.
He's still gonna get $250,000 a year.
Nope. That doesn't matter. That's not shit. He's gonna buy a TV network and he's gonna be.
I want this motherfucker to admit aliens is alive, though.
That's what actually I was wondering. Like,
nah, he'll do some shit.
Hold on.
I said that shit last time, I think.
Like, yeah, we were talking about, like, if he buys a news network, this is, you know, like, he can only go so much on this, like, fake bullshit. But at some point, he could be like, well, you know, they told me a bunch of shit. Like,
they didn't tell him shit.
They probably didn't, but we don't know that. His followers don't know that.
They probably was like, listen, don't tell this motherfucker none of the secrets. Don't show him none of the tunnels. Don't show him none of the UFOs, none of the jets we got. Just keep it simple.
They could have. I think he sought that shit out, though. I think he sought all that out.
He probably went on adventures at night.
That's what I'm saying. It's like,
when I get in here, I want to know everything.
He can only have like
I'm the president.
I don't know if he that smart.
He's that stupid.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's going to have like, a true crime podcast of like, so I'm walking to Area 51.
Like, do he even care? Like, that's what I'm wondering.
Donald Trump.
Like, does he even 70 care?
70 million people do care, though.
But does he, though? That's what I'm wondering. Like,
what do you mean?
Does he care about if aliens
more than 7
exists?
Million. Didn't more than 7 million vote for him?
70.
70, yes.
Yeah,
70.
You know why? I'm about to say, you know why he cares? It's because he know that they care.
So he doesn't give a shit. Exactly.
Yeah. His followers, right. his followers care about aliens.
But I know that they do
they
so.
Though?
Yeah.
This is going to give me more clout.
Aliens was just an example. Like, it could be, you
That's
know, boy, anything.
King Clout,
like,
man.
The drug game, whatever, you know, like, the president knows information we don't. And now afterwards.
Does he, though?
Like, yes, he does. There's some things he just has to know.
I don't know if they trusted him with
I don't think so either. I'm a firm believer that they was like, do not tell this nigga this shit.
Exactly. Like, don't tell him this shit.
Like, don't tell him aliens.
Because he'll fuck around and slip up and say it.
I agree with you 100%.
During a speech.
They said we couldn't find aliens. We did.
Like, he'd say some shit like that. And be like,
I think he already never said some shit before.
Cut the mic.
Like, nah.
Be like, Biden knows there was aliens. He didn't say nothing.
Biden is an alien.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, bro.
He would have cut his mic off and shit.
Like, yo, Biden.
Hurry him off stage.
He also don't want to die either. So, it's like,
He said what?
He don't want to die either.
Right.
So
yeah,
but so then once he get out and once he get the fuck away,
they done made
he gonna
billions.
Be dropping some bombs on motherfuckers. I'm telling you, once he go to one of them non extradition countries and shit like that, he gonna be like, yo, hey, tell him I said this.
So and so by so many hookers this week.
Send this shit over like
now that type of information. Yeah. I can see
he paid all that shit.
Nah, he paid it in the motherfucker.
He ain't gonna tell us.
Epstein pants. Shit. He could be talking about.
He was buddy buddies with Epstein.
El Presidente Petty Pants.
El Presidente Petty Pants.
Yo, son,
was a fat.
He is definitely the pettiest president.
Yeah, no, he's El Presidente.
Yeah, he the president. Petty pants. Petty, yeah,
this nigga used Twitter. Yeah. He was using Instagram.
I was just a senior.
He done created a new app, Parler or some shit. They using.
They didn't use that.
I don't think he created, but a bunch of people went over to it. But did you see what the somebody Googled what Parl meant? It means on the internet in the Urban Dictionary. And it basically, I mean,
I don't know if I can find it. I can paraphrase for you.
Paraphrase for me to give you a second.
The word it means jacking off, right?
Like Carl, Parl.
What did I say? I had
it means like jacking off by yourself or some shit. So then when it's a parlor.
Hold on. Let me just find like it. Here it is. Out here. Found it.
A parl of men.
In case you were wondering what parlor, why it's called parlor, I don't know if they knew this when they went over, but parl, to suck your own dick because no one else will.
Oh, shit.
That person is going to have to parl tonight. No woman will have him. So that's why it's called
like
parlor.
Like, what origin, what year origin is that word?
It's on the Urban Dictionary. Who cares?
That doesn't even make sense. Like cowboys and shit. I can hear
that's
that.
No, because you can't, number one, you can't suck your own dick, number one.
People can suck their own dick. You ain't searched the internet big enough, bro. There are some people out there that could do that
you
shit.
You searched?
I haven't searched. There is a world out there. So there's some people out there that can suck their own dick.
You
searched? I don't know, my friend.
Hit it one more time.
That's a no for me, dog.
Listen, I can't do it.
But who would think of that? Like, wow, that's not.
The internet thinks of everything.
Even be a word.
Yeah, that's like they say it like it's an everyday. Oh, he's gonna have to go parlor.
Like somebody made that word up.
Like, come on, no bro. Way
obviously, somebody did it.
So, parliament is you sucking yourself off in a room for the other people sucking themselves.
Maybe
off?
That's what dogs do.
Parliament.
I can see that.
Do you guys know what the Urban Dictionary is?
Like animals can do that.
Do you guys understand? Do you know what the Urban Dictionary is? It's not real words.
You know why? They shouldn't call it the Urban Dictionary. They shouldn't call it the Urban Dictionary because I never heard a nigga in the urban area say parl.
No, I thought he was saying like that was in the dictionary.
No, I said the Urban Dictionary.
Parling ass nigga.
And parlor is basically where conservatives can't.
I done made up a lot of words in my lifetime. It makes sense. So
what about parlay?
Parlay is a French word. It's different. Let me finish my definition
like
of the thing.
Like a parlor, like a
no. It's called parlor, in a sense. And the dictionary put it out that parlor means to suck your own dick. And the reason people are going to parlors is because they can't get their points across, so they go to this other site where they're basically just kind of stroking each other's ego, sucking their own dicks. Oh. You know what I mean? That's why it's called.
But I mean, I don't say like what about like a
Carl.
I don't know if the chicken before the egg on this situation, but I think it's just kind of funny.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty funny. It is pretty funny.
I didn't go to parlors.
I don't go to parlors. I go to the barbershop.
It's like you're on Facebook saying all these things and you can't do it.
I've never been to a parlor.
I see what you're saying.
I ain't never been in a parlor or walked past a parlor or any of that type of shit.
Nah, I've been to a barbershop.
Like a barbershop with a little thing spinning.
That's a shop. That's a barbershop.
Yeah, I don't want to go. There. They got one of them spinning.
What is a parlor?
I'm not going there.
A parlor to me is like a fucking.
It could be an ice cream parlor.
Ice cream parlor.
I thought it was like a little room.
Or hair. Or barbershop.
Yeah, I know.
Beauty parlor.
Yes.
Beauty parlor,
That's an old word, though. That's an old
word. But I would say that if they got the little the thing spinning in the window.
That's a barbershop.
I'm not going in there. No, because it came from back in the day.
Oh, you said they got the thing.
Yeah,
you ain't going in there.
No, I'm not.
But see, now, if you go to the hood shop, it's just painted on the window.
Yeah,
the hood.
See, I go do that, because it's like, yeah,
because we ain't got no machine,
The spinning thing is because people couldn't read. What? So they would know that that was a barbershop. Like, you know how all ABC, all liquor stores have the three dots? And all pawn shops have that little, thing. It's big because people were illiterate for a long time. So places like Staples, like barbershops, liquor stores, pawn shops, they would have, like, international.
So that's why the barbershop had that.
That's why the barbershop has. That's why the liquor store has the three dots.
Three X's.
3X's is porn.
Exactly.
No, like people... 3X's was liquor, though, right? Like back in the day.
No, that's like on cartoons. But if you go to like every store, there's the three dots.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's the ABC. ABC.
That basically means if you can't leave, you know that that's a liquor store.
Yeah, in South Carolina, you got to have like something, something ABC package store.
They got to say ABC.
It got to be like something, something package store.
Three dots.
Three dots.
The pawn shop has like the three little.
I saw that. Like
little thing that's.
Damn, you done got deep because I know that,
bro.
But I'm still.
Niggas be learning on this
hospital.
I can read, so if it got
yeah, this hospital has the cross.
The cross with the snake. Yeah,
exactly. Like, it was the, you know, not a cross, cross but like it. The, you know, like a perfect, like a plus sign.
But the ice cream parlor kind of had that same thing in the window.
I'm maybe they trick people. It used to be a pharmacy, though.
But it used to be swirled.
Like a pharmacy and like a...
So maybe, pharmacies used to have ice creams in them, right?
Yeah, that's what
I'm there's a couple of them back home in South Carolina.
You go to the little desk or
and like Mount Pleasant.
That's where they used to have to make soda. It used to be a medicine.
There's an ice cream shoppy.
Yeah. Ice cream shop.
I'm not going.
You know why it's called the Sunday?
Nah.
It's legit later. No, so man. Ice cream was a luxury.
Sunday.
And you're not allowed to have luxuries on Sundays in like Bible Belt, like religious places.
Oh, so they call it a Sunday. So hold on, hold on. Tuesday?
No, let me tell him. So you can't sell luxury because it's a luxury. But I'm pretty sure it was a Jewish ice cream parlor in Ohio started putting bananas, cherries, and
so
nuts on
it. Not ice
so he now. Sold fruit, and he was able to call it a Sunday. That's what he.
As a fuck you.
It basically, yeah. He's like, I'm selling fruit that just comes with ice cream.
And I'm going to call it Sunday.
And I'm going to call it a Sunday.
That's
and that's how the Sunday came across.
How the fuck did you even know this?
Damn.
I had you just filled with useless facts.
Yeah, man.
Me too, bro.
Now that one was useless as fuck.
But it was interesting.
Yeah, but it was definitely interesting. Why they call it a Sunday? Okay, damn. Now I know. I thought it was
I hear these things once and they just
somebody made it on Sunday.
Because now that's going to be a talking point when I meet a new chick.
Yeah.
You know why they made a Sunday.
But y'all got to be eating ice cream.
I'm about to go take it and get some Sundays. Like, yo,
mind fucker. But you got to drag that story out. You got to make some shit
put some
up.
Stuff in the middle.
Yeah, you got to make some shit up.
Like the KFC.
She probably gonna be ratchet stuff. Like me. Like I don't know because they wanted to eat it on a Tuesday. Like no, that's not.
You got
to
make it a 15-minute story.
Last day,
because in the Bible,
let me open your mind.
In the Bible, you can't spend money. You can't have luxuries. Like Sunday's a day of is a Sabbath.
You supposed to. You're
supposed to pray. That's all you're supposed to do.
Because you know they ain't sold liquor down here for a long time. And like when I first
there's still
moved
counties.
Out here, when I first moved to Atlanta, they ain't sell liquor on Sundays.
Oh, they're still, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, now they do it after 12.
Now it's after 12. After 12. Yeah, yeah.
They still have
unless
blue.
You got the man, unless you got the spot at,
money wise.
Blue County is what they're called. They still have them. Blue like I go when I'm man Myrtle Beach. I went to high school. We used to have to drive to North Carolina.
Oh yeah, you know Andrews. You know I grew up in Andrews, so.
We used to have to drive to North Carolina.
You can get beer. You can get beer.
That's funny because like if you already got alcohol, like you ain't gonna stop me from drinking.
Yeah, no, because like you can drink, but you
that's
can't
what I'm
buy.
Saying. That's
you
what I'm saying. Like, yeah. I already got
shit,
it.
But shit, if you get that bit Saturday, you can drink that bit Saturday.
Yeah,
you just gotta go to the
bootleg. You just have to stock up Saturday.
You gotta go to the bootleg. No, you gotta go to the bootleg on Sunday.
Yeah, go to the bootleg.
I got two beers left from yesterday.
I used to be bootlegging out this motherfucker. I had a dude work at the Air Force Base, Dobbins. So shit. Saturday, I'm about to go stack up.
Oh, you
up
just
on...
stock up on alcohol and then had a little
Sundays,
pints.
Come to the crib. Yeah,
little pints and shit.
Come to the crib.
Yeah, that's how you do that shit, dog. Yeah, because I remember that shit because that's what fucked me up when I moved down here. People can get liquor on Sundays. I was like, damn, because I think that shit just first had happened when I moved down here.
Yeah, I think so.
Because I was like, damn, y'all motherfuckers getting alcohol on Sundays?
Like, nigga, we just started.
No, hey, it's bad, too. Motherfuckers be waiting outside the store. It'd be like 11:53. They'd be outside like, shit, nigga.
Let me go ahead and get that bottle.
Because you think like on football Sundays, dog, you want to.
You right.
You want to get some liquor.
You want to have something to drink.
I'm different type of drinker. If I get a bottle on Saturday, I'm still have that same bottle on Sunday.
Right, I ain't going to. No, that's the way I'm
different.
A bottle.
I'm different because I get that bottle on Saturday. That bitch gone on Sunday.
See, to me, this was all like weird. I moved down to the South, what, like 14, 15? And when I found out about this, I was like, in New York, you can buy whenever, 24 hours.
Yeah,
but I go, it's like Bible laws. I was like, well, like Jewish, do I get a pass? Like... You know, it made no sense on why, me being Jewish, I can't buy liquor on a Sunday.
But you know why in New York it seemed like because
you can't gamble
they do
on
what
Sunday
the fuck
either.
They want to do in the fucking stores.
You can't gamble in general. Most states is illegal.
Yeah, that's
gamble
a lot of states.
But like any, I don't think there's. I don't
no,
think
they gamble now. Like they got the little machines.
No, I'm talking about like lottery and shit. You can't play lottery on Sundays.
Oh, yeah, word? In the South, yeah, you can't, there's some places you can't do that either.
I want to lie because
you can't gamble on Sundays.
I thought they
can't drink. And they don't call a number.
No, you can't gamble. Period. But they just don't allow you on Sundays. Yeah. Like, I don't think the Bible's like, yeah, you can gamble on Monday through Friday. Yeah.
Just not Sunday, motherfucker.
Man, you remember South Carolina? Saturday, you couldn't get tattoos in South Carolina.
You can't get tattoos.
You couldn't growing up
on a Sunday.
Yeah, no,
that
shit was illegal.
They could just play. They couldn't open up.
Nah, yeah, it was just shit. You couldn't get no tattoos. Like
real Bible shit.
It wasn't no, like, it wasn't no place to get a tattoo. You got to go out of state and get a tattoo. Whoa. Or go to jail.
Or just wait till Monday. Or you talking about it, period.
Just period. Yeah. Damn. No, it wasn't no tattoo shops until about, like, what, 2000.
I'm about to say, it had to have been
2000. Some shit like 2002,
late 2003, 90s, early 2000s. Like,
so whoever got in on that was fucking killing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Nah, you couldn't.
That's like a place.
My first tattoo was just a dude, you know? Got out of jail.
Oh, yeah,
you know how to do them joints.
That shit was illegal as fuck, bro.
I'm saying, like, you know, if you was nice, you probably could corner the whole market.
I mean, people were still getting them and doing them, but you couldn't open a shop. You couldn't go into a shop and
get a tattoo. It couldn't be a tattoo shop.
Nah, yeah.
That shit weird as fuck, bro. Like, you be saying, and then you go to fucking, like, Denver and Cali, and you like, damn, all this shit legal, dog? Like, then you go to Oregon, dog. That shit gonna fuck me up. I see a nigga smoking a rock on the corner by a cop, dog.
Excuse me, officer.
You know how to
get like,
I dropped my crack. Can you help me find it? Just like, wait a minute.
That's like a thanks for nothing. Like, damn, like, all right, we feel you, but goddamn, y'all
Oregon went
too
just
far.
Was like, you know what? Fuck it.
Y'all went too far.
You want to kill yourself? God damn it, kill yourself.
It's
do
not
it.
Legal. You just don't get
it's decriminalized.
It's legal.
It's legal.
If I go to jail, that is legal.
Yeah,
if a motherfucker was willing it to have it. And when they have laws,
that's like somebody said, hey, they decriminalized prostitution. It's legal,
it's legal. You're not going to go to jail for it.
You ain't going to go to jail for fucking for money. That's legal.
Yeah, that's legal. If you ain't going to go to jail for it,
like, if you out here with the bricks.
Yeah, what's the difference? That's what I want to know. What's the difference between decriminalized and legal? What's the difference?
Because if you're distributing, I'm sure that's going to still be a charge.
Yeah, distribution, you still get the same charges. Decriminalization is like,
I got a rock on
me. They're going to take it away and give you a ticket.
It's not a...
It's not criminalized. Like, you're not going to go to jail.
What's the
you're
rock?
Not gonna have to do what's the, okay.
What's
so
the rock
to
limit,
to jail,
though?
You won't go to jail.
There's got
to
be a limit. Gram. Huh?
Probably a gram.
It can have up to a gram.
No,
up to a gram of coke.
Oh, coke.
Yeah, an ounce of coke? Hell no.
I thought we were talking about weed.
I don't know what it is for, like, heroin and other things.
I'm about to say, because if it was, like,
gram
like
of heroin is a fucking
weed,
ounce of coke. That's
like
a
it was with a like
you shouldn't
weed.
Be able to walk around with a gram of heroin
cause
or
weed,
coke.
Because weed is, coke, is 28 ounces, I think, right? You can have in most states.
Weed is 28 grams.
Yeah, 28 grams in most states where it's legal at, right? Or decriminalized. You can have up to 28 grams. Shout out to the city of Atlanta. What you would call it?
So it's
up to 28 grams. So in my mind, I'm thinking Oregon lets you have up to an ounce of crack. Like, that's a big ass cookie.
Not the same.
Well, that's a big ass cookie.
You can't have no ounce of crack. You the party guy. Like, you are the guy.
Because even now, if you get caught with an ounce of weed and an ounce of crack, you about to get different
listen,
times.
Listen, bro.
It's a personal, it's personal
you
use.
Can't like, be walking around with an ounce of coke.
Like, no, this is all personal.
You know what I mean? Motherfuckers be walking around with an ounce. They'd be coke flooded. And that'd be Miami and Oregon. Hell nah, bro.
That weed, be crazy. The weed different. So, you know, if you got an ounce.
You know, they probably, like, let you get away with a rock.
Like
if you a crackhead.
How big of a rock? Then you know the crackhead is going to test
their
limits.
Goddamn chain dragging.
Or the G-boys going to test their limits.
Yo, when I moved to Michigan in, like, when that, like, 97, 98, like, that shit was like, oh, shit. Like, that shit was decriminalized then, in, like, 97, 98.
Is that TMX in the background again?
In South Carolina?
Chilling. No, when I moved to Michigan.
What?
So I was in Ann Arbor.
Crack?
So that shit, marijuana, weed.
Oh.
So that shit blew my mind. I'm like, yo, motherfucker, you can smoke on the
shit. It was early on the game. Ain't nobody know that.
Yeah, motherfucker was smoking and all that shit.
Damn.
But it was the same thing then, though, like, if it was 28 grams or less, you know.
Right.
So people were just out shit. Like, I got weed. I'm smoking weed. Like, these had like at the University of Michigan, these had like little fucking
weed parties.
Like little shit. Whole fucking festival with
just everything in that
motherfucker. You know
that motherfucker used the street. Like, they had this naked run shit. At the University of Michigan, they had like a naked run. Naked mile, I think.
They was
and everybody
life,
getting there, like,
real.
Man, Oregon's gonna be like Scarface Day. It's just like doing cocaine in restaurants and shit like that. Like,
pass around, you know.
Yeah, pass the whole day. Boogie nights, dog. Like, yo, that shit crazy, dog. Like, shit. So, I mean, I guess you could think 2020 for that.
It'll be like no cocaine policies at clubs.
Hang on, a lot of states legalized marijuana during the quarantine.
Yeah, but Biden.
But it's in New Georgia, so thanks for nothing, motherfuckers.
Yeah, I know. Right? We flipped this bitch blue, y'all.
We got to flip this blue. We still have
a vote on January 5th. Go vote. I'm going to fucking say it every time. If we flip the Senate, weed will be legal.
Oh man, yeah, go ahead and decriminalize that motherfucker right now.
It'll definitely be decriminalized.
I'm buying a gang of weed stuff.
Yeah, I ain't been stunting either, dog. Like, shit, I've been trying to stack up, dog. Cause shit, boy. High class dispensaries coming soon, bitch.
Fucking right.
Like,
no, it's fuck good.
Like, for Dirtbag real. Farms.
Like, word.
Dirtbag Farms.
Sponsored by Smart Buds.
Exactly. Like,
shit, fuck it. Yeah, yeah. Smoking on that dirt bag,
right? Yeah, like, shit.
Swimming on that high class, bye.
Yeah, fuck that shit. Stupid, yeah, man. We're still working on the name. I don't want to say dirt bag. Just that dirt pack. Like,
no, I'm good. I want that dirt pack.
Well, no, I like that.
High class dirt pack.
No, high class dirt pack.
Jesus selling high class dirt bags.
Yeah.
So you think it's dirt, but it's really like exquisite.
High class dirt bags.
Yeah, let's put it in French.
Shout out to
Joe. Let's put it in French.
Dear Tay. Oh no. That shit like crazy.
This. Everybody just like this on the cover.
Like, hey. Yeah, all right, man. So we gotta go. I know Oren didn't see this shit, but Gucci versus Jeezy. Lord of mercy.
Yeah, Lord.
Dog.
Hey, hold up.
That was one of the biggest moments in one for the culture.
If you don't know, this is one of the biggest moments in Black history.
And shout out to Jeezy.
No, that's a fact. Like, this is gonna be celebrated
shout out
Black
to
History
Jeezy
Month.
Jeezy for keeping his cool.
I'm putting you up on ASAP. Yeah.
Jeezy kept his composure. I gotta shout him.
Now, I ain't gonna lie, man.
He's a businessman, dog. Like,
I got into it. Like, I watched it. Everybody
Gucci's
watched.
Gucci's a real nigga, man. Can't take that away.
Nah, everybody watched the same event, but came away with different shit. Me personally, like, everybody, you know, got people saying Gucci won, Jeezy won, whatever. I'm saying like this. Music-wise, Jeezy won.
I don't know.
Like Jeezy won. Music-wise, like, playing hit for hit, like, with the sole basis of the verses is usually about, like, if there ain't no street beef.
Right.
Jeezy won.
It's about the music.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's what Versus is about.
That's what Versus is about. But when we talking about, like, street shit, bro, I had to say Gucci won.
Yeah.
Because he stayed true to himself.
No, street
like,
shit,
like,
yeah.
Like, word, bro, yeah, like, yeah. On some real but shit.
That's, you know,
but at the
winner,
same
man.
Time, but at the same right. time, it still is commercial
you
event
you can't
because
you're
doing it for Apple.
You can't really win it in street shit on a Versus shit where you on TV, basically.
Which is like, I get it. You had to get
they,
that
I think
point
they
across.
Both kept it real. Yeah. Like, they both kept
true
it true
to
who
are.
They are. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
And that's why that shit went
who
off.
They are right
that's
now.
That's why that shit went off like that, because niggas grown men, you like, all right, I'm cool. I'm
you
like,
can't say, oh, cool. Jeezy ain't do it, because he ain't the old Jeezy. He ain't the Jeezy from 15, 20 years
saying,
ago.
That's a business.
Gucci
man.
Ain't the like, same Gucci like for 20 years, but, like, same principle. If you live by the same principles, then he showed just, you know, he the same Gucci, man.
So, like I said, like, and motherfucker, like, Gucci Man was for, like, the trappers, like, the niggas who in the trap. Like, they never thought they was going to leave the trap. They just wanted to sell drugs and rob all their, like, Jeezy was for the hustler. Like, these for the niggas who bossed up and got bags for real.
Yeah.
Like, the music is different. Like, the motivation is different.
But
well,
I don't know, though. Because Jeezy's still talking about the same shit. He's still
he is,
talking
but,
about
but how he's saying
dope
it,
and
but
this,
how he's
that, and the third.
It is for the
yeah,
motherfuckers
how
to
he's saying it is a different
like,
way.
It's different.
It's
like,
more
the vibe
like
of it
hustle.
Is,
hustle mentality,
yeah,
like, you know, whether it be
like,
dope or
some,
whatever.
He's saying a little extra shit in his shit so you can, you know.
It's just more
like
lyrical.
Music, yeah,
it's just more know, lyrical. That's,
and that's what I'm saying. But
they both,
the only
for
thing
the trap,
I hated,
though. They both trap. Like,
yeah, but
you know what I'm saying?
But Jeezy, the nigga who left the trap and started, like, a, you know what I'm saying? Like,
in his personal life.
Nah, but even in his music.
See, now, I
like, you
mean,
could tell
I ain't heard
in his music, but, like, I'm talking about all the shit he played. Like, you could tell in that music, he was dropping gems and niggas back then, like, yo. This how we bossing up. This how we doing. Like that's why thug motivation. That shit was motivation for the thugs. Like Gucci was trying to keep niggas back in the streets. Like this shit was just some Rah, rah,
trap, yeah. Trap, trap.
But I love Gucci. Like, my only thing was DJ Holiday fucked that shit up for Gucci. And I'm going to say that shit. And I fuck with DJ Holiday too. But the song list they had, that shit was horrible.
Oh.
Gucci got some fucking amazing shit. Like some
raw who
shit.
Made that? Is that who made the track list?
That's who the DJ was. I wish Gucci would have let Zaytoven play his songs. Like Zaytoven put together my.
But I'm sure they picked their own shit. Like, you ain't going to, I'm not going to do a versus battle and not know what you're going to play.
Shit, if you're doing it and I'm doing it, you're not going to know what I'm going to play.
No, yeah, I'm not going to know what you're going to play, but I'm going to know what I'm playing.
I know.
I'm going to know my song.
But what I'm saying
like
is,
Gucci had to know his song.
That shit wasn't it. No, he
did that.
Because Gucci got a whole, this man had like 30-something mixtapes.
But, yeah, I mean, he doesn't get Lemonade final say, doesn't he?
He do Lemonade.
That's what I'm saying. You had to have a final
Lemonade,
say.
That shit is hard. Like, Lemonade is...
I ain't never liked Lemonade.
Yeah, like, don't play that. Play some shit off EA Sports Center. Play some shit off of Will Chamberlain. Like, play some of them in
the
hood.
Them the shits I liked. I
like them the shit
the,
like that would have had the internet going
the
crazy. But they're
Jesus
like, yo, this because a lot of them motherfuckers on there
Gucci
was, you know, was urban people. So they know, like, the Gucci we love was Potbelly Gucci with... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I thought the shit was... I thought for the culture, man, everything it was amazing, bro.
Amazing.
Like, shout out to both of them,
and
man.
And Versus is not supposed to be about a loser. My bad, I didn't mean to cut you off. Versus is not supposed to be about a loser. It's supposed to be celebrating two people catalog. You know, since it was them two, they try to put people together. Like, they do that same thing with Brandy and Monica. They try to be like, oh, the... Nah, but it's about, I'm celebrating my catalog, you celebrate yours. And at the time, we were here.
That
shit was crazy.
That's what it was supposed to be, but it turned up because of the streets.
Then the boys just talking about the streets in the shit, so it's kind of hard to decipher the two. At the time, you know, and even in hindsight, it's hard to decipher the two because you like, damn, like even though it is just supposed to be celebration of the catalog, it was like, this is some real animosity in between.
People
they did So Icy together, and it was just like, okay.
Yeah, all that got erased.
That was major, man. Nigga talking about that sucker shit, all that other shit, man. Y'all some busters.
Said
nigga.
What sucker shit? Them doing the song?
Doing the song and all that shit. Y'all some busters, nigga. In my Cali voice.
I mean, same time, though, you got to ask yourself the question. Like, I don't know. Like, nobody really know how the situation went down. But, like, if a nigga killed your homeboy or somebody you was close to, like, could you ever be cool with him?
But see,
even if it was self-defense, like your homeboy did some shit that like you anybody would do. Anybody would gonna defend themselves against somebody who gonna kill him. It just happened to be somebody that you was close to. Could you ever be cool with the nigga who did it?
Depend on where you at in life. I don't know. I won't get Arn the pain.
All right, tell me the story. What happened?
No, I'm just saying, hypothetically, somebody kills somebody that you're close to. Could you ever work with that person?
I think, or be cordial with that person? Yeah, like, I think it depends on where you are in life. Like,
nah.
If you're, how do you like, come to terms with that, though?
Like,
how do you ever
16,
come to terms with that and be like, well, when I see him, I'm not going to think of my partner?
Hold on. Like, you ask the question, I'll answer. Like, the 20-year-old me, would definitely be like, hell no. But, you know, the me now or maybe the me in the future can see, like, hey, there was... I know my buddy, you know, I know my boy. I know he acts out of line. I know he does, you know, like if you know somebody for so long and they're the type of person that goes out and tries to fight a motherfucker all the
time.
But
see, no, this was a situation.
I know the situation.
This was a situation like, all right, they said, but it's other documentation that he.
See, that's the shit. I won't get into
because
I don't know.
Yeah, the whole thing was he sent my homeboy. Supposedly. That's what they say, but it's a.
Like, if you send your friend to go handle some shit for you.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, you can't forgive. Like, you're almost like the executioner. You're the signer of the execution.
Yeah, but at the same time, that's what I'm saying. Like, this is what, you know what I'm saying, I feel like. Like, Gucci dropped the first round one Gucci Man versus Jeezy, right?
That shit blew my mind.
That shit was dope, right? But Jeezy did a song that he didn't perform on the verses called Stay Strapped. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He was like, because in round one, Gucci Man versus Jeezy, Gucci Man was like, yo, I want that nigga chain. So then in Stay Strapped, Jeezy responded, was like, fuck that nigga chain. I want that nigga's head. Bring it back at the end of Stay Strapped. You see what I'm saying? at the end of that song. So then that's, that was already in between the back and forth. You know what I'm saying? So Jeezy responded with "Stay strapped." You dig? So then that was like a general, like, "Hey, if anybody kill this nigga," basically, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but on a record, you know what I'm saying? So then one of Jeezy's partners was like, "Shit, I'm gonna try to get that money."
Nah, yeah, it wasn't like that. But that's the story. But that shit,
you know what I'm saying?
But that's kind of, that's what they say. But that shit got a whole lot of moving parts. That shit got a whole lot of moving parts.
It got to.
I say, I'm just looking at from Jeezy's perspective, like how far you done, like shit. If you look at the people who making upper echelon type of bread, not saying he making upper echelon type bread, but he making upper echelon type moves. Even Gucci, though, he doing the same thing. But you know what? If you look at the white counterparts who doing that type of shit or just anybody else, he's really don't be giving a fuck about all that shit like that. Like, once you get to a level, it's like...
I mean, but they actually ain't have to deal with that shit, though.
But it's like, man, that shit happened 15 years ago.
But they be doing that shit on some, like, petty business shit. You talk about some real-life shit, like, motherfuckers dying. You know what I'm saying? It's different when a motherfucker's
it wasn't just the nigga playing the song. It was like all the shit he said, who was saying after the shit. Yeah.
But that's the thing. Like,
God damn.
I respect Gucci's side, though, because, if a motherfucker try to kill me,
That's what I'm saying. Like, if a nigga come after me and I kill him, like, I'm going to talk shit every time I see you. Especially if I know you had something to do with it.
Yeah, but
you try to take me away from my life, my family, bro. You try to take me off the earth.
So think about it.
Especially if I know you had something to do with it, it ain't gonna ever end on some real shit. Like, I might not touch you, but it might not ever end as far as animosity.
So now you got $20 million.
So that's how I see it.
Now you got $20 million.
How the shit just boiled over when Gucci Mane was standing like 10-20 feet.
But that's what I'm saying. This is what, not to cut you off, Flames. This is what I'm saying. Like, I understand from Gucci's perspective because, yes, I'm successful. Yes, I beat all that shit. But anytime you mention that situation, that's how my reaction going to be, no matter how successful.
I'm going to turn up every time.
You know what I'm saying? I think everybody, every successful person can relate to that because there's certain
take it as he was trying to start something. It was just like emotions came back. Like, bro.
Like, I think he said that. He already knew he was like, going to do that.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, I don't even know, bro. It seemed like real emotions. Nigga said, damn. Put him in the dirt.
He was over there talking to Pooh Shiesty, them niggas. He was talking to them little young boys. I already seen him. I was like, oh, yeah, he about
but to
turn
shit
out.
Was weird because them niggas was bobbing to Jeezy music. And then Gucci would look over and them niggas
was bobbing to his music. So it's like, damn, that shit, damn. That's some shit that happened like 15-20 years ago. But it's like, damn, bro.
There was a beef on during this.
On the verses, yeah.
I don't know enough about this, but you do know that this is marketing ploys as well.
Of course. Yes, I know that. But like, what I'm saying, like, I get what you're saying. But that's what, at the end of the day, that's what I was saying. A lot of people was trying to base it off of the street shit alone. They was like, well, you can't really do that because the whole shit is commercial.
Yeah,
if you in a fucking room with somebody who sent to supposedly kill somebody to kill you and you kill their partner and vice versa, if you in the room with the dude that you was supposed to have killed and blah, 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 all that shit commercial, bro. Like, at the end of the day.
That's what I'm saying. It would never even come to that point.
Yeah, so me, when I'm watching it, I take all that other shit out because the whole thing is commercial. So you can't judge it.
You're looking at it for what it is.
You can't judge it off of street shit alone because the whole shit is commercial.
It's not a street event, dog.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
But you also got to look at, like, the crew. Like, they would have to hire every, like, I'm personally, like, I listen to hip-hop, but I'm pretty sure if I got on a set and they were like, hey, these motherfuckers are trying to kill each other. But that wasn't the case.
They ain't been trying to kill each other. It's just
what I'm saying. It's like, even if ideally, like, so if you knew, like, wouldn't you be like, hey, is this,
I'm sure everybody
like, would you
was
work
on,
it? Like, would
I'm
you,
sure everybody was on point, but, like, they probably knew
they had security there, man.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I'm saying.
It's motherfucking Apple. It's all them people, dog. So, like, dog, trust me, bro. Like, they about
because
to...
Because it wasn't... The whole situation wasn't... It was no tension in the entire show until, they had the exchange when Gucci had his one diss song and was talking that shit. And then they had a little,
but they
even
know
still,
he had to get up.
Even
man.
Still, Jeezy still ain't buying.
Right, so where was it broadcast?
They paid me not to react.
Right. So I'm exactly. He's like, all right, bro, you nigga, you gotta talk
about
shit.
But hold on. So, but like he said, I mean, there's a song list. They know that you're not necessarily gonna know the song list. But I'm pretty sure one of the Apple producers was like, you know, who was aware of it was like.
Nah, but Gucci said, he was like, you already know I said I wasn't going to do this unless I could do this song.
So, you know the song.
Yeah, off top, you knew it was coming.
That's even more marketing. That's like pre-marketing mark. You know what I mean? Like, that's the same thing as those Mike Tyson videos we've been seeing of him in the gym.
What I mean?
Like,
shout out to Jeezy and Gucci, man.
Speaking of that, that fight was epic.
That shit will go down in history, in the history books.
Definitely for the culture.
What else, man? Oh, yeah, it was Thanksgiving, so thanks for nothing, but thanks for everything, I guess. Yeah. Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving is like thanks for nothing because you giving thanks, but you giving thanks for killing the Indians.
I ain't necessarily celebrating Thanksgiving. It's just the time to spend with the fam or whatever you're going to do. Eat that soul food plate.
It's a family.
That's the best time for me.
What you doing over there?
Eating that soul food plate, charging.
You know what I'm saying? We got to keep the shit going.
We still rolling shit.
You already know. So what's everybody's Thanksgiving top plate, man? What you can't wait to touch, man?
I'm gonna go ahead and say it because I know off top. My mom and my sister make these candy yams with apples in them.
That's the first thing
I'm going for. Yeah, candy yams with green apples. So yeah, that's the first thing I'm going for, and that's the first thing that I got to have, my nigga.
Macaroni.
That's next on the list.
To me, I pretty much have, other than like candied yams, what you just said, like it's that shit's at every fucking meal. Like macaroni, cheese, mashed potatoes.
I just said that shit the other day. I was like, that's Sunday dinner. I was like, Thanksgiving.
Turkey's the only dinner with a turkey.
I like that cranberry sauce and that stuff in there.
But that's cranberry. Especially
the combo.
Dog. Cranberry sauce and stuffing, dog. Boy, you put the boy. Look here, boy. But I'm talking about fresh cranberry sauce. Like you actually make the fucking cranberry sauce from scratch type shit.
I never had that from scratch. That shit be off the chain, bro.
But like you said, Thanksgiving, like the traditional meal is pretty much Sunday dinner with a turkey.
That's what it is.
And bonus, you just substitute the meat. Yeah. And it might be like a special side, they only do on Thanksgiving, like you said, the cranberry sauce joint. But other than that, it's just a Sunday dinner with turkey as the
now start. Sunday dinner
on a Thursday.
Hold on, Thursday.
Goddamn Sunday. They should call Thanksgiving dinner
with
Sunday.
Big ass bird.
That's what big ass bird. The last few years, I've been switching my shit up. Like
just
I don't
chicken.
Never, like,
chicken got replaced with the turkey because you can put chicken right there.
Shit, like I do seafood.
I like those type of Thanksgiving. I like those type of
barbecue. Let's do that. Ribs and all that shit.
Well, I think one year my family did like an Italian joint. We had Italian dishes.
Yeah, I do different shit.
Give me my fucking turkey.
No, because Christmas, you're going to do turkey again.
We don't do it with Jewish.
Instead of turkey, it's going to be turkey, ham, chicken.
So this is the difference,
roast.
I guess, in the households.
You know what I'm saying? When it's Christmas, you get all that shit.
Hold on. Here's the difference, I guess, in the households.
You just might get the bird in the hen.
Like my household, like there's no American like turkey, mashed potatoes, gravy. All that shit is not Jewish.
So Thanksgiving is that one day where we actually get to eat all of this. So I want it to be as cookie cutter and bullshitty as possible.
So during Hanukkah, it ain't no big meal that y'all
eat. No, it's a huge meal, but it's not a turkey with. Yeah, it's not that traditional Jewish meal. It's fried shit.
It's Jewish.
Depending on, we're more Middle Eastern Jewish. We have more of like that
kind of thing.
But even if you're more European Jewish, it's certainly
I get it. So it's not mashed potatoes. But that's what I'm saying. Like for us, it's just Thanksgiving on steroids, Christmas dinner.
Exactly. To us, it's a completely
It's like
different.
Two Thanksgivings because you got people from out of town. You got people who you never see coming through the house. So it's like tables full of shit.
It's exactly the same thing, but the food is... I want it to be Thanksgiving food
because this is the only time we get that.
Definitely. On your Thanksgiving, y'all can't deviate from the plan.
I can have oysters or seafood
or whatever the fuck you're doing over there.
364 days of the year.
I see.
Give me my fucking turkey there.
I have some muscles and shit.
I love all that shit, but I still want that turkey.
Turkey make everybody take a nap.
You gonna go to sleep on that motherfucker, man. Speaking of which, man, today is the 28th, man. Shout out to my pops, man. Happy birthday, man. Bless up to you, man. Love you, man. Miss you. Yeah, man. you know, November 28th, man. My pop's birthday's usually on Thanksgiving, so you know what I'm saying? He passed away, but shout out to him, man. So I was looking at some shit on the internet a couple weeks ago, man. Maybe a couple days ago, I don't know. Things blending in this
days,
year.
Weeks.
Yeah, man. It don't matter in 2020, man, at all. It's the same time. Doesn't run in a linear line. Like, it runs all over, dog, in 2020. But I saw a dude, man. He's like, man, I love my girl so much, I got to mold her pussy and put it on a damn gold chain.
That's a whole nother level. Like a you know, grill?
Putting a pussy on the pedestal.
Before we explain
pussy
it,
on the pendant.
This is the easier way to do it. Use your phone right now, audience participation as well, and Google vagina pendant necklace. And you will see exactly what it is. It is basically just a plaster, a mold of
a vagina.
It don't like look pretty.
The labia, basically the clit all the way down. Like, you know.
It don't look.
It's the taint whole thing,
to, like, you know.
It's almost to the taint.
Back to the taint, like above, like the pubic bone type shit.
Yeah, it's not dope at all. It's like
pelvic bone.
Real descriptive. Right?
So I just have so many questions.
He got this shit on a like on a neck, like on
a
necklace, chain,
bro. Like a like
a gold chain, like a nice Cuban, I think.
A gold chain.
Whatever, you can have a rope chain, you can have a Cuban, like, whatever, you know.
It gonna, I wonder if he's going to bust it down, like, with some diamonds.
No, no, that's it. Also, the clit was a nice little stone.
It was one stone?
It was a stone, like and here's actually a funny question. So, like,
have you ever had
if you have a bunch of money and you get, like, a big, you know, like a giant 2-carat stone, is that, like, a compliment or an insult? She's like, I ain't got a clit that big.
Yeah.
Make my vagina look all nasty.
How good is the pussy?
No. My question
Complaining
is,
how good the pussy got to be?
Gotta be good.
For you to put it on the
chain. We've already established that it's good because you're putting it on his chain.
You're wearing that. You ain't going to gold no pussy and not wear it.
My question is, you know how you get a chain and all your homies be like, oh, let me hold it real quick. You know what I'm saying? Are you going to let your homeboys hold your girl's pussy?
What kind of homeboy you got?
Like, yo, let me see your shit.
Girl
like,
pussy chain.
Yeah, like, yo, like, just hold that motherfucker. Like, yo.
Everybody taking pictures of in the club.
Shout out to her. Shout out to her.
Because she got. Bro. I don't never know if anybody ever had their pussy immortalized.
They have. We were talking about
a regular dude, not no porno people.
Porno people, you can buy it at the store.
No, I'm just saying. I know. Oh, you talking about the little plaster shit?
Yeah,
but we're talking about like a normal person. Like you go get your girl's vagina plastered, molded, and it gets put as a necklace.
What if your girl wanted you to get
your shit plastered and fucking molded?
But see, that's
earrings. Two earrings.
Here's the question. Do you pay for it? Like, literally, like, do you want, like, I want it all, like, to scale. Like, you know,
like, you can't have no little fucking, you know, you can't have a little charge.
A choker.
I just want a little one, baby.
You gotta have that shit larger scale, though. I'm pretty sure the vagina chain was the scale.
Oh, exactly.
So you gotta have the dick head scale, though.
I'm gonna do that shit.
She gonna be walking around like dick and balls around her neck, man. Jiggling.
Cling, 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 cling.
Do the chain hang low.
Cling, cling. Here come Keisha. Cling,
I brought her to do that shit.
You gotta have that motherfucker.
I get her the balls on a separate chain.
Yeah,
get her dick on one chain.
So
the balls on the separate
what would
chain.
Make you get
a
woman?
Stagger the chain so the balls
would make you put
up
a woman vagina on a chain. Like
that's why I said pussy had to be phenomenal. I never had pussy that good.
But what if you use that? What if you're like, that's your like, boy, baby, so good. I want to put your, you know, like that's your player thing and you don't got like a whole drawer full of fucking vagina.
That's some shit he didn't even tell her he was going to do. He just brought the shit home. It was like, baby.
No, because she had to sit there and get it damn molded.
That's
she
what I'm saying. Like he just brought that shit home one day though. Like the mold is just like, hey babe, do this, put this shit on your pussy because this shit.
She's not gonna ask any questions.
I don't think
the
they talk about that shit the night before. Like,
that's tough. I done had a chick put my initials in her hair and her pussy. Do that.
That's different, bro.
That's when you would also get it molded, though, too. That would be a perfect time.
That's different. That shit would
have
been hard.
Because you have it, not only do you have it on your neck, it's got your name on it.
A mold of
that's RPA shit. Yeah, no, I did. No, this is a fact. Yeah. It's a long time ago.
But if you get them confused.
But, no, I don't think I can put that on my chain.
No, man, you got to get a pussy chain, man.
That's a symbol of love.
That's like a vamp. That's like a vampire chain, like a vampire killer. That's like his chain for like gay dudes. He's a pussy chain.
Oh, pussy, so just pull it out.
Yeah, so gay dudes don't come out.
Like it's a crucifix.
Please.
Gay vampires.
I'm sorry.
You know somebody's going to get a booty hole. You know what's next? Like, you're going to get the vagina, you're going to get a booty hole. Baby, I got your booty hole.
Like, what is that, a sun? Is that a sun? You got a sun charm? Is that a sun? No, it's a booty hole.
Is that a California raisin? What do you got there?
A calamari on you?
A booty hole. They better not do that.
You got a calamari chain?
No, it's a sphincter.
Don't disrespect anybody.
If you're a player, do you get to wear more than one? Like, what if you're like a pimp type player? You got like four necklaces on you.
Walking around. The hairy one, you got like a gold one, you got a rose gold.
Exactly.
Ivory. White gold.
My biker one.
You got the white gold pearls and shit.
Hell no. That's too much.
That's enough for me, dog. That's I'm going to just be honest. That's enough for me, dog.
Yeah, I would get it if it was in like a little like shell, you know, like a little like, you know, open it up and it's my girl's vagina in a picture right next to it.
That's a conversation. After war, piece. Like. That's definitely a conversation piece.
Nothing with my girl vagina.
But nah,
vaginas ain't that cute. That.
Nah, man, I'm good, man.
At the end of the day,
nice little fur burger.
What if she wants you to have it?
Fur burger on my chain.
That'd be a good idea. That'd be a good idea.
I got a fur burger on my chain.
Have like a cheeseburger, paperweight, like bronze cheeseburger with the pussy in the middle.
Let's a little man. Vagina on that mom.
Whoever did that, he is crazy. If she ever leaves him, he's going to kill her. I hope not. But
you got the niggas gonna get crazy.
Look, can you imagine that argument?
Like, she can't leave.
The nigga gonna have the pony hairs.
Like, you think she wants the vagina when she leaves?
Yeah.
Give me that necklace. You know, I'm not leaving here without that necklace. I don't want you walking around.
Could you imagine seeing
vagina?
That shit in the pawn shop? Like, like you going down the list. And you see like Egyptian pharaoh heads and snakes.
Like
and
that motherfucker.
You come to a pussy. It's already on the chain, like on the mannequin chest and shit. You know the mannequin chest.
Yeah.
Just on the mannequin chest.
Pawn shop owner lied to you. It's Beyonce's pussy
on a big ass choker. What? Big ass choker and shit.
Beyonce shit.
Get that pussy on your neck.
Deluxe vagina chain. They call it deluxe.
Hell nah.
Yeah, we just can't sell it, man. We don't know what to do with it.
Give it to you for $100.
Whose is it? Nigga just sold me a gold pussy for $100. With the chain.
It's somebody who will wear that shit out and be like, yeah, this is my little bitch.
I ain't tucking this shit.
This is my little bitch.
You're going to wear that shit to church.
Go get that shit melted.
Don't
down.
Even know whose it is. This is my little bitch pussy.
Got him on the outside of his turtleneck and shit.
You got a pussy. You got a pussy on your chest.
You gotta go through security, take it off.
Wearing it on the outside of your turtleneck. Big ass pussy, man.
Like niggas was joking. Up. We was joking when we first heard about it, man.
No, it's a tulip.
You talking about if you break up? If you break up with if she break up with you and she or she cheated on you or whatever, do you got to get that chain to the new boyfriend?
Oh, you got a chain. Crown this nigga.
You
gotta crown him.
You have finally won the pussy.
You gotta do this nigga like they did Wakanda. Like, yeah. T'Challa, you gotta put that
you
shit
you are now the leader of these pussy.
Oh, man.
Take care, my friend.
I bet you it transfers over like country motherfuckers. Yeah, like bolo Highlander. Ties.
There can only be one.
With bolo tie vaginas.
Little vagina right need to tighten it up and shit. Oh,
got
shit.
My baby on my neck.
You can now have what you want with her.
Oh, shit, man.
This is yours. This is now yours.
That's funny, man.
You got to pass it off. Like, man, what happened to your pussy chain? I saw Jerome with it.
Yeah, man, I ain't with that bitch.
Yeah,
no
man,
more,
I ain't with that bitch no more, man.
That shit ain't my pussy no more.
By the time that shit get to like 50 years down the street, that shit to turn.
My fucker be like, yeah,
his neck green and shit.
Oh, that shit all man, kind of tarnished.
He want her shooting
the jewel done fell out.
The lady all
nigga
done
took
up.
The jewel out and sold it. Nigga done took the jewel out and shit.
This is just a plate.
It's on a whole nother chain now.
There's a few bite marks in it.
It's a plate at this point.
That's funny. Nigga about to melt it down and turn into a snake head.
Hey, that's funny.
Oh,
it's a cobra head now, nigga.
Yeah, like, yeah, remember what happened to the pussy, man? I had to get rid of it, man. Nigga was getting beat like, up.
A man said that shit is a cobra head, dog.
Oh, shit. Nigga had to melt the pussy down because it was beat up.
It's over with, it, man. I had to melt that shit down, bro.
Turn into a cobra head. I can see the jeweler now melting it down. Well, yeah, I can see why you're melting it down. You beat this little pussy to shit.
No, he said, the only thing I can turn this into is a cobra head. I mean, you want me to melt it down? Like, I don't know what to do with it.
Do you like Karate Kid? You'll be a part of Cobra Kai.
You like snakes?
I can embroider it.
Here we go.
Put Cobra Kai.
You got a cobra head.
You put that on Jesus piece. Like,
nah, we ain't going to. We can't do the Jesus piece.
I'll do the cobra.
I'll do the cobra head. Do the cobra head.
Oh, shit, man. Oh, man. So that's a no? For everybody, you wouldn't
no.
get your
no, I would not. I don't even think that was. Was that a question? Of,
this is no. Dude. I ain't worse than getting a tattoo of your girl name or some shit like that. So
I think that's worse, a tattoo.
No, because you can throw
stuff with that. Yeah, exactly.
Somebody will steal a chain. So
you imagine see
somebody will steal the pussy chain and put it on Instagram.
We tattoo. Got your chain, nigga. We got your chain, pussy.
Can you imagine the lie?
Like, yeah, I don't want that shit back. Yeah, yeah. Keep
they arrest that motherfucker you. With the chain. My yeah, shirt. Wonder,
like, if you get the chain, do you get the chick too?
Like, who do you call like, back to get shit. The chain back? Like, who you call? Who you got to call if the gang members take your chain?
You at work, your girl letting the nigga wear the chain. Like,
no, my question is, if it gets stolen,
in the bed with his shirt off. Take a picture.
Nigga sit there looking at
it. Put it on IG.
He posing with the kid.
Yeah, he got it on the pillow with his arm around it. He got it on the pillow with his arm around it.
But what if you see that though and you're like, officer, that's my chain. He stole it. Prove it. Like, baby, come here. Come here.
Damn, she got to bust it open.
Show him. Yeah, yeah. Show him.
Bitch, show
you
him
see that
baby.
Mole? You see the mole? Right there on the.
It's to scale.
He's like, I don't know. He's like, I don't know. These labias seem a little bit better on the chain. He's like, I told you, bitch. I told you we shouldn't have modified it.
Yeah, we shouldn't have modified it. Yeah, she was like, oh, my pussy looked too big on the chain.
Can you scale it down?
Close the lips a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, they adjusted it. Closed the lips and removed the diamond.
Make it look like when I was 19.
That's fucked up.
You got to update the chain when you go to vagina plasty. That's the,
oh, shit.
You got to update that bitch. Like, yo.
We was gonna go to another topic. I don't know if you have one, but I wanted to talk about this time of year. It's called begging season. Oh, right after Thanksgiving, like right before Black Friday, but right after Thanksgiving, like Thursday at like 8 o'clock, when people about to start going home, motherfuckers gonna ask.
Speaking of begging, I seen some bold ass begging shit for the first time in my life. I seen a nigga begging. At the drive-thru.
I know, it's a fact. You about to see everything right now. Every stoplight you go to,
but like, head, I know you getting food.
It was like...
I know you get food.
Yeah, like right at the speaker. Like the nigga was standing right next to the speaker and he was just staring at cars. Like he wasn't asking, he wouldn't have no sign. He just staring like, you just going to stare at me ordering my food. And so when you roll your window down, like the nigga is like, you about to take my order or you you want something, my nigga? Like,
but that's some Chinese right water there. Torture
like,
shit.
Bro, like... Why would you stand right at the drive-thru?
Guilt tripping you. And
not to make fun of nobody who really needs something or like really going through something like that. We ain't trying to make fun of y'all or make fun of nobody.
No, we telling you what right ways to do it.
There's
right
motherfuckers out
way.
Here who just out right now.
It's right ways to do it.
Who trying to get some change.
That's the wrong
somewhere.
Way,
bro. Like,
don't beg last, at yeah. the drive-thru when
in
the
next
the,
month,
drive-thru speaker, bro.
You're going to be...
One at a time.
In the next month, you're going to be proposed a few times that... You know, I'm going through something. I need something.
So, are you motherfuckers really giving advice to people to beg? I don't think begging people are going to be hearing this.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
No, we're begging people.
There's a right way to do it.
I'm giving advice to the people who getting begged on, like motherfuckers like us. So I'm telling you, every stoplight you go to, it's going to be somebody there with a sign.
Hey, you speaking? If the water boys is out, man,
the water boys are worse than the beggars.
God damn.
Man, I got to stay strapped up.
The water boys. No, I don't know if you've seen the water boys.
They will run up to your shit.
They bang
up. They will run up to your shit like they about to carjack you, bro. And they got a Gatorade in their head. Like, it ain't that serious. I ain't that thirsty.
I felt like
bro.
I was in Jamaica.
Yeah, I was going to say, it feels like they're like banging, like, donate then. I'm like, I got water. They're like, donate.
Nigga, you 19, nigga. Get out my window, nigga. You 19. Go get a job.
Nigga, I was out here getting it at 19.
I see if the 13, little 12-year-olds and shit doing it. But, like, if these niggas is grown and shit.
Grown ass man.
A whole club outfit on, like they about to go out after they get this.
Hey, man, you want a Henny orange juice? Like, no, nigga,
I'm putting Henny in it right here, bro. I'll do it right now, bro.
That shit, like,
bro,
I got a little mixed drinks, man. You pull over right there, man. I mean,
that don't sound that bad. Yeah. You might be better off.
That's what they got me, like, nigga. Yes, I do.
You got tequila?
Henny mimosas?
Can you make a margarita?
A Henny mimosa?
You got change? Yeah. You got change?
Little man making margaritas right there. You look at some little nigga shaking and shit.
Next week I'm doing rum mojitos.
I got you. I got you next.
Got some weed if you want some too. I'm gonna be back.
Yeah. Boy, what?
My dog got the liquor horchata in the back.
Hey, y'all been listening? Do that. I'll buy one. Yeah,
pull up at me at the light with the fucking Henny.
I usually got water already in my car. So if you got alcohol though.
Yeah, let me go ahead and get that. Be like, man, I ain't made shit. You just. This motherfucker just give me this shit.
They need to do more than water. Everybody's got water in the car.
Shots. They walk around with some shots. Yeah.
No, do potatoes. You can do.
That's real easy. That's real easy. Shots.
But they can turn
one of these little containers. Do a shot.
These little kids can have a whole market. You go to LA, New York, like you can buy anything in your car. Literally oranges, flowers, phone chargers. Like these. Let these kids keep going, man. The few
they
years
get the
you're
old
be
school trench coats with the compartments and shit.
Like, no, they live like in New York.
I got chargers. I got Dutches. I got cigarettes.
In LA, it's so easy to be a good boyfriend. You just sit at a stoplight long enough, some dude walks up to you, like, you dozen of just $10. You're like, come on in, bro.
Yeah, but I can do one or two of y'all motherfuckers, pause, but I can't just give them.
You're not donating.
Every line I go through,
you know, who carries cash anymore? That'd be my issue. Like, I see these little niggas, I'm like, I don't even got no cash.
I got cash app.
Like, nah, I'm not about to cash.
No, this dude, that's why I brought this shit up, dog, because this shit happened to me before I got here. That's why I brought this shit up.
Yeah, I got out my car
and stuff. Dude, like, got cash app.
Young dude. He's like, man.
Talking about, I prefer Bitcoin.
This nigga said, I got to go to work, man, but my boss told me I can't work because my clothes ain't clean. Like, you know what I'm saying? She's like, I got to wash my clothes. He's like, I work at KFC.
He go $1.50, nigga, laundry man, right?
Yeah, he was like, yo, I need like $5 to get my clothes washed. I was like, what?
You tripping.
Off top, I was like, yo, you can wash some shit in the sink. Like, where you live at, Junior? You can wash them in the sink. Like, just
go to the crib and wash some shit in the sink, nigga. Like, shit. I got a water hose on the side of the house, nigga.
Like, I was like, man, I don't even carry cash, man. I got my card on me. He said, shit, I got cash app. You can cash app me? I was like, nah, I don't do that.
That nigga said, you got cash app.
You motherfucker got cash app.
Yeah, you can cash app me. I'm like, nah, I don't got that.
He ready for all the bullshit.
Yeah. So I'm going to the store. This nigga behind me. I'm like, fuck. I got some cash on me. But I'm like, eh.
Why the fuck is he in the store? He got money all of a sudden?
Nah, he walking behind me in the store. Like, yo,
I
went to work and my boss was like, my shit was too dirty.
He's telling you this as y'all walking through the store.
Yeah, I'm like,
that's the worst, hustling in the store. It's like,
but he was outside at
you
first.
You know, it's follow me.
Saying, like, don't do that shit. Don't forget to drive through. Bro. Don't be at
there's place. A safe zone. Like, money, you walk through the, you know,
the store. I gave him $10. I was like, look, man.
Damn.
I was like, you sound like you bullshitting me because, you know what I'm saying? Why the fuck would you need to wash some clothes?
But man? I need the good karma, so here you go.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. I was like, here you go. He's like, damn, you give me $10. I heard, I was like, shit, I can get a little 0.5 with this. I was like, see, motherfucker. I told him, I was like, yo, if you're doing something other than what you told me, I said, shit, I'm going to give you $10. Do what you want to do with that shit. Like, if you're doing something else, he was like, nah, bro, I really need to, you know, go to work and shit like that.
He said, I'm going to give me a little
0.5. Yeah, he's like, I'm about to get a 0.5. Dude, I was like, damn. But then when I drove off and I seen him walking to KFC, so I was like, well, maybe, you know.
Nigga's about to go get the 0.5 from the nigga that worked with.
In KFC, yeah.
But I don't know. But it's going to be a lot of that shit.
No, that's how that shit be, man. I was in every time I'm in the gas station, I got dreads, bro. So every time I'm in the gas station in the inner city or any kind of hood gas station, because I love hood gas station because they got all the good snacks.
They do.
You know what I'm saying? Fact. Like, some real shit. Like, no cap. Like, Quick Trip, y'all straight, y'all convenient, y'all fast, but y'all ain't got the snacks, bro. I'll be waiting in them lines in the hood gas station for an old nigga to play his lottery for them goddamn snacks, bro.
Oh, man.
Like on
no,
some real
no,
shit.
For real.
Them niggas take forever.
But when you in that motherfucker, dog, and you buy blunts or any kind of papers or any kind of rolling utensils, you can guarantee there's going to be one nigga in there saying, I got that gas, dog. And I'm here to tell you today, dog.
in honor of beggar season, dog, I'm not buying no gas from no gas station at some random nigga, dog. The only gas I'm buying at a gas station is actual gasoline, dog. Like, I'm not.
You got to look at his outfit, too. Yeah, he probably got on Black Air Forces.
And niggas will say it three times, not thinking that you heard him the first time. Like, yo, I got that gas. They say it low the first time. Like, hey, yo, I got that gas. Like,
no, I'm straight, guy.
Like, hey, I don't say nothing the first time. I act like I don't hear him. And then the second time, they get bold. Y'all shout, they got that gas. You know what I'm talking about? And they try to put it in a rap or something. I'm like, yo, man, I'm good, bro. And then they'll come out as soon as you walk out the door. Yo, dog, I got that gas if you need something now.
You straight?
Yeah, you straight? And then I finally hit him with, nah, I'm good, bro. Good, I don't even burn.
I do it all the time. No, I don't need smoke.
You got blunts in your hand. Like, yeah, this is my ashtray.
I don't even smoke, bro. Or you get the little nigga.
Hey, man, can you buy me a cigarillo, man?
Oh, man, I hate them niggas. Damn, niggas. Go to another store, nigga. These niggas give you $1.25 in dimes and shit.
I'm like, nigga, you better. This is what you do. Save up $50 and buy a whole pack. Buy a whole box. From Sam's Club. Get somebody.
These be the
Sam's
little
Club.
Niggas who got kicked out the store. They can't even go in the store no more because they done did so much fuck shit. Now they giving you $1.25 in dimes and one nickel. They want you to give them a cigarillo.
I be telling them niggas I'm good, man. I end up buying them niggas five packs of cigars.
Yeah, I'm keeping that shit like, man, yeah, I'll keep that. Yeah, for real. I'm not buying you no one single cigarillo.
Yeah, look, man, come on,
Don't give me all that change either.
Like, bro, I'm good, dog. I ain't even using change. Like, I got you, bro.
I told one dude, I was like, how much money did you spend on the weed?
But them niggas be bold, though. Like, when I was growing up and I needed somebody to buy blunts, I'm going to hit that motherfucker at the corner of the store where the cameras can't see, nobody can see me. Hey, man, big dog, like, can I get this? Not right there in front of the motherfuckers. Man, like, yo.
We just
like,
go to the stores that motherfuckers fuck with us.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if I had to. Not right in front of where the damn cash register is. Like, yo, big dog, can you buy me these blunts?
Right, like, nah, man, I actually can't now, dog.
Now they're right here, motherfucker.
You just got kicked out in the seat.
Like, you just asked me in front of this motherfucker, dog. No, I can't buy you shit. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I'm going to get my blunts, though. And they'd be like, yo, like, can I get a pack of blunts? They'd be like, this for that little nigga? Be like, hell no, nigga, I need some blunts, dog. This is mine. And I walk out. He's like, damn, man, I can't get your pack of blunts. I'm like, bro, you fucked it up. You just couldn't say
anything. Yeah, you fucked it up.
Like, man, just shut the fuck up, bro. I heard you talking to the lady outside. Nigga, you ain't got to say shit. I was going to buy you some blunts and just throw them shit to you. Like, hey, man, I know how it be, little brother. You know what I'm saying? I need some karma. So that go back to the begging shit, what you was talking about, Flynn. So I know how that shit be, bro.
Nobody asks me for shit anymore.
Tis the season.
I mean, no, I get bagged at cars and shit like that, but nobody's. I haven't been asked to buy like a blunt. Nothing.
Yeah, that's so great. Because you look like a narc.
I'm totally okay with that. I am fine with that.
That's why.
I got the fucking aviator glasses on. I'm okay with that.
You look like a straight nerd. Are you going to tell
like, hey, somebody. Guys, do you have any drugs? Like,
no, you know where I can see.
I'm pushing 40. I'm okay with that shit.
I don't need your fucking street cred.
I know, that's why I got my dreads. Motherfuckers automatically assumed I know where cocaine's at. Like, nah, nigga, like, I don't know shit. All right, man.
Possibly.
Fucking stupid. All right, man. So now we about to get on to the memes of the week, man. Because memes of the week, man, memes be asking some thought provoking questions sometimes, man. So, like, you know what? I'm going to give credit where credit's due, man.
Memes.
All right. The first meme says, name a petty way to end a relationship. I'm going to say.
A petty way.
Shit, boy. I don't know, boy.
Petty? Gotta be petty.
Shit, boy. Petty?
It'll be petty.
Like, it depends on what you call petty.
That's what I say. I think
my
maybe.
My pettiest way is just to disappear, man.
To disappear? Is that petty, though?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's super petty because we just talked. We might have just talked yesterday and now you never see me again in your life.
Shit.
You'll never see me again in your life.
You talking about straight Houdini to that.
Yeah, like, Houdini.
Yeah, that's
you don't even exist no more.
Yeah, that's petty. Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's petty.
I'm a ghost.
That's petty. Or, like, what about, like, if you post a picture, like, put a post on Instagram with a long-ass caption about the love of your life and shit, but it ain't the chick that you
know? I mean, I think it depends on, like...
That's petty as fuck.
Hold on.
That's the only way she can see it. If she's scrolling. Man, like,
you gotta have something to compare to, you know? You know, like, I saw one petty shit where the girl, like, found that he was cheating on her, so she waited until they were at the altar.
Damn.
And when they were like, would you like to read your vows? Instead of reading her vows, she pulled out text messages from this motherfucker to another girl and read that shit. And I was like,
That's petty.
You knew about this for how long? Like you that's waited. That's, you waited that's to have
petty.
Like
that's fucking. Petty.
That's like a lot of money wasted.
That's like dude who had the little.
I don't know, but
I'll be mad if I was
a birthday shit.
Oh, and then broke up with.
Yeah, that was
that's petty. Wait,
what? I ain't told to take her child.
That's petty.
He had like the DNA results. Like he was living with the girl Woody Whoop, and they had a child supposed to be together, but he had DNA tests. And it wasn't his. So, like, I guess for her birthday, you know, he came, like, he had this big gift. And
she had to open a whole bunch of shit.
Yeah, she had to, like, open a whole bunch of, you know, like, a big box, a small box inside a big box. My bad. Small box.
Oh, he, like, so he double downed on this.
I saw one where he had her open up packages, but it was her shit. He's like, oh, yeah, I already packed your shit up. Like, okay, she's like, this is mine. He was like, yeah, I already packed your shit up.
No, dude, it was like her birthday.
That's clever, too.
Christmas. And he like, you know, small boxes, like a big box. He kept going,
And then she was like, finally got to a letter. And she was like, what is this?
Yeah, that's the DNA result.
DNA,
like,
it ain't mine.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
He's like, yeah, you can get out.
Yeah. How old was the kid?
I don't know. He's like, you and your kid. I'm like, damn. Damn, that nigga said, you and your kid. Damn, bitch.
That's petty.
It's a little petty, my man.
Damn, nigga.
Petty.
Yeah, that was petty.
That was thoughtful.
Shit, I'm going to say shit. I don't know. You break up with somebody over a lazy eye, you could. That's pretty petty, right?
That's a petty reason to break up with somebody.
I was gonna say, all right,
we're talking about petty reasons of how to break up with people.
Oh,
I've been petty and broken up with people.
Like you ain't
petty.
In a sense, but more of like not. Stupid reasons. Like
you're trying to hurt him if you're being petty.
Oh, like, yeah. Petty reasons I've broken up with people.
I broke up with a chick in high school because, like, what was it? It was the pettiest reason too. It was like, yeah, like. My homeboy's girls didn't really like her.
So I broke up with a girl once because she...
Whatever.
Like a lot of them.
Yeah.
I broke up with a chick one time because she farted on me and she was asleep.
Yeah, that's a petty shit.
I probably would have done that too.
I did a girl went like this to me once. Like I was a waiter. She's like, I need more. And I was like, oh, no, we're not doing that. That's not one of these relationships.
It wasn't even no little fart either. It was like a fart. Like, bruh. And I was just like, nope. Yeah. That was the first time it ever happened. It just fucked me up.
I stopped talking to her.
Did it wake you up?
I'm a bigger man now. No, I was up. I was up. Like, I was woke. And she was just like laying across me and farted like that. And I was just like, you know what? I'm done.
Did you wake her up? Wait, hold on. Hold on. What's that on this?
No, the next day I did your move and just disappeared. I just
did it. Oh, you didn't like wake her up? Like, so you still sat there? You took in all that stank and everything? Like,
yep, that's what I said. You hit me in the face. I'm man. Like, one tear came down my face and shit.
I got broken up by my fucking high school sweetheart. Because I said I didn't want to take her virginity.
She was you like, said you didn't want to?
No, I didn't
she
want to.
She said it broke up with you.
Yeah,
nigga.
She broke up with me. I was like,
that's cold, bro.
That was lame.
You going to break? Yeah, I will break up with a chick.
I made a self, a self-degrading joke once, you know, like, I always fucking doing some girls. Like, I can't be with somebody who doesn't appreciate themselves. I'm like,
and like it was no. over with?
Man. I was like, yeah. I was like, I love myself. I was like, that's why I can make fun of myself. She's like, no, you have some issues. That you need. I was like, damn, bitch, that's some petty shit.
I had petty shit. Like, if you got on the wrong shoes, like, you got to.
Your shoes?
Like that?
Yeah, I can't fuck with you.
That is some petty shit.
I can't fuck with you. Let us check out on some McDonald's work shoes. But you came to school with them, but it was at Tech. Little child was like, yo, you got to go to work after this? Or?
I don't know if this is petty, but I definitely broke up with a chick because she had a one long ass hair on her nipple.
Oh, that's
you
she could have cut that.
That's lazy right there.
She could have cut that. You could have
been sucking the titty and bent it off.
You feel that, bitch?
Oh, my bad. That was your hair? I didn't know what that was. You could have did that.
Yeah, you could have got rid of that hair, bro. That's a good nipple after that.
But
the shoe was long.
I broke up with it. I stopped talking to a chick.
You wasted a good nipple, man.
I stopped talking to a chick who left a bowl on the table. Like, she used to constantly do that shit, like, eating something.
She left a bowl? Left,
like, that's
a bowl
just because she's like, dirty.
Cup on the broke table.
Up with her. That's just, like, no, that's man. That's I can understand. That's just, that's a dirty person. Like, you know, that shit sits up for like 2 days. You're like, damn, what?
I mean, a bowl?
But shit, I might do that shit, but goddamn, bitch, you supposed to pick mine and yours up. That's how I feel. You
left yours,
and I got to pick yours up.
It had to be deeper than that.
I mean, I don't mind for going back and forth. Shit. Like sometimes sometimes you get up first and take
everything. Sometimes you sometimes gotta be petty.
Yeah, but every time I look at you, left the bowl.
Sometimes you gotta be petty.
Yeah, you gotta be petty, man. Shit.
Sometimes you just find a petty reason to get out. You're like, man, this is it.
No, that's a fact.
I can't find the reason to get out.
I do that shit too.
You know what's so funny?
I did that shit too. I'm doing
motherfuckers be at work doing that shit too. Like, well, what's the pettiest reason I can't get out? Like, I can't tell the boy my grandma that I don't want to put that karma on my grandma.
You don't want nothing. They're going to put no karma on them.
For real. You think twice. If you got a heart, you think twice about the shit you lying about.
Nigga, trip at work and be trick the motherfuckers thinking you'd have rolled your ankle for the day. Like, the shit backfire when they be like, man, go ahead, take 2 days off. Like, damn. Like, I just went yesterday off.
Or they hit you. Hey, we need you to go take a drug. We're going to need you to go take a drug test if you're seriously injured.
Yeah, you like, shit, I ain't seriously injured.
I just need to sit down for 30 minutes.
Nah, I said,
I'm coming in, though.
That shit just hurt.
Too late.
No, I'm just going to be late.
It's actually petty on there, and they're like, we just need one motherfucking nurse and get rid of it.
Yeah. Oh, shit, he just gave it to us.
I done seen jobs like that, though. They be waiting, especially if you done there call corporate and did some shit. They be like, oh, nigga. Man, your shoestrings untied for real, bro. We told you not to do that. We told you we don't do that.
Oh no, they did me on some Friday shit when I worked at Foot Locker. They did me on some Friday shit, bro. Like I got fired. I wasn't even working. Nigga called me into firing me. Nigga, like, oh yeah, we got some jerseys get stolen, and we gonna have to let you go. I was like, I wasn't even working. It's like, well, you know.
Yeah, guys, you were one of the only guys here before.
I was like, you know, I don't even like it. I went down the street to fucking Foot Action, got a job on the spot. I was just in another jersey by noon.
Yeah, so you pretty much took their jerseys.
I had one where
waved at him when he walked by to the full court. Like, motherfucker, I got a job today, nigga.
And I got your jerseys.
And I got your jerseys, nigga. Who want this referee shit, nigga?
I got your jerseys. Yeah, I'm calling out all red games this
week. And you already fired me saying nothing you can do, nigga.
Yeah,
I got this for my new job.
Do they still got that shit back in the day where if they fire you or you quit, they get, like, your rate changes? Because that's how it used to be in South Carolina.
Your
if you worked at like a McDonald's or a Burger King, you get $7.50 an hour, right? If you quit or get fired before you get your next check, like it drops down to like $5.25, like base salary or whatever.
What do you mean, like if you get hired again?
I'm saying if you got fired.
The rest of your check drop?
They used to do that shit.
What do you mean, like, back home, like if you're like right now, I'm getting paid $7, $10 an hour.
Like illegal.
And then all of a sudden you fire me, you can change what I've worked to $5 an hour?
Yeah.
I don't think that's
illegal. They used to do that, dog.
They probably did.
Like, I promise you, dog. Like, at McDonald's and Burger King's and shit back home, bro. Yeah,
we fired you this week, so y'all
used to flip patties, dog. Shit, I stopped flipping patties because a nigga I had beef with rolled up on me with a gun at the drive thru.
No, they used to have some other shit.
I ain't flipping no more patties, nigga. Like, fuck that shit, dog.
No, they actually used to have
real beef in these streets. I'm at Wendy's flipping patties, nigga. I got beef.
Niggas know where I'm at. Niggas know where I'm at. All
fuck this job. This shit. Yeah, I got fired. Nah, they was like, you ain't come in.
Out of here.
I was like, yeah, man, I can't come in no more. They was like, what? Niggas know where I work. I got
to
be out
there. You got to be stupid as shit to roll up to the drive. So you're like on camera and shit like that.
Yeah.
Not really, though.
Yeah, you are.
I mean, how many videos have you not seen?
In the hood joint, they not giving a fuck.
And you at the night shift, it's only if I say something.
That camera might not even be recorded.
I was in the back flipping patties. Call Trent here.
They ain't even got no tapes in the VCR.
Most dudes don't think that far in advance.
What's up? I was like, oh, shit.
They don't even think that far in advance.
Spur of the moment.
Yeah, most of these motherfuckers who locked up and shit didn't think that far in advance.
Nah, dog.
They just did a crime.
I'm mad.
That's why I was like, man, I ain't flipping no more
I'm
patties.
Saying, how stupid you gotta be?
I ain't flipping no more patties, nigga. I was like, yeah.
I ain't flipping no
patties. Nah, straight up. I was flipping patties. I think I was the grill master on Wendy's, the grill master. I knew
can't
I
even work your own grill.
I smoked the turkey for Thanksgiving, boy, for four hours.
That's why I know you lost.
I smoked for four hours on Thanksgiving, but I definitely smoked. I smoked and ate smoked turkey.
Smoke with a jive turkey. All right, man. The next thing, boy, fuck you. You a jive turkey. I just bought me a new smoker. The next one says your ex is out there repeating your philosophies to some chick
Wait, what?
Your ex is out there repeating your philosophies to somebody who now thinks that person is deep.
Wait, what?
Like, so your ex is like habits that you had, like thoughts and, you know, your philosophies that you had, your ex is repeating to somebody else. And now,
my ex, so hold on. Hold on. I got an example. Hold on. I got an example, which is not a philosophy, but it's on my grilled cheese sandwiches. I take a little bit of cream cheese and put it in there. And I showed this to an ex. And now an ex, she's out there making it her own.
You know what
she's
doing?
I got this shit. Watch. Put a little cream cheese on it. People are like, your grilled cheese sandwiches are the shit.
But you know what you're doing?
That is my grilled cheese.
But you know what you're doing to the woman? And that's what the RPA is in.
No, man, hear this nigga going.
It was the motto. You educating and motivating her. So you're trying to give her all the information that you can because
you. Because, why are you taking my hand? Why are you taking it?
Because you know she's not going to be with you. She's not going to be with you that long.
But I give these bitches credit for what shit they did.
Not for no grilled cheese.
She gonna give you credit though.
I learned this from an ex.
But she gonna give you credit though.
She ain't gonna say that.
Nah, she ain't gonna say that.
That's her grilled cheese now, bro. That's her grilled cheese now. That ain't your grilled cheese no more, bro.
If you fuck with a chick, damn, and she go off and do that shit,
that's her grilled cheese.
And she learned that shit from you.
According to
you, you can even post something under her, DM her, or whatever. Like shit, you know. Listen, I taught you that. She'd be like, yeah.
According to dude,
yeah, but she ain't gonna
tell her dude
that. That's her grilled cheese. According to dude,
but shit, we don't give a fuck about dude.
Like, oh, you like them grilled cheeses, huh?
Yeah. You like them because of me.
She ain't going to be like, Orin.
What Kanye said in
that? Give me my pussy chain back.
What Kanye said in My Beautiful Dark Fantasy with the song of Chris Rock? You know how to do this because of me. Nah, you know how to fuck these niggas because of me.
Damn.
Yeah, that's why people pop it.
We educated, motivated.
That's why people probably named like Caesar. That's why he named the salad after him. He's like, I ain't letting no bitch take credit for this. Caesar salad.
Caesar salad.
I'm telling you never change it.
Man. Jesse salad. It's Caesar salad.
Caesar.
Because I'm going to tell you, if you teach a bra something, she ain't never going to say that's hers.
Yes, she
if you could know it ain't. Because you know why? Because a lot of bras don't want to learn. So if you teach her something, that means you was able to get in her mind.
I can't speak for
so
that,
she going to always remember what the fuck
she
you taught her.
Bring that up.
Yo, she remembers
nigga.
It.
She's not supposed to, but when she see you, she be like, yo, you seen that shit? You did that, this I put on my shit. You know, I got that
between
from you.
Between y'all, yeah.
Yeah, but she's not supposed
to. She's
not going to tell the
world. She's not supposed to. No, she legitimately, like, I've texted, she's like, oh, that cream cheese shit works. I'm like, you tell them? She's like, no, it's my idea.
Yeah.
Like, you bitch.
But she know you got it. She got it from you, though.
She gives me the credit, like you said.
She said that
personally.
But
that's all you need. My idea now, motherfucker.
That's all you need.
That's all you need. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck that shit.
That's right. Like, why is she even getting her validation for anything?
Give me my pussy chain back. I want a piece of the pussy chain.
That's what the RPA is about. We
the pussy chain should have a duplicate.
Nah. That's why you keep them all, because you're educated and motivated, and they'll never leave.
Don't give me no credit for making you a better.
That's when you melt the pussy chain down and make two smaller ones.
See, at that point,
bracelet in
there. At that point, they make one for you.
They're gonna amongst themselves and do that for you. At that point,
that should be that's just crazy
I
though,
give
man.
You this.
I think it's true to some. I mean, I think some people probably would, but I think most people because yeah. I mean, if this shit from my ex that I learned, I'm not gonna be going into my next relationship. Oh yeah, my ex taught me this, like. You know how lame that sounds?
Nobody's talking about your relationship. No. Just in general. Like, I'm talking about her friends and all that shit. Like,
no, yeah, definitely. But
you
I'm
don't go into
about,
your next relationship. Man, that's obvious. I'm talking about just in general. She's over there at parties making this grilled cheese motherfucking cheese sandwich.
Yeah, but she ain't gonna be like, my ex taught me this. Hey, I'm gonna make this grilled cheese my ex taught me.
It's her
grilled cheese now. What?
She didn't come up with the idea.
But she gonna do like I said, like he said. She gonna hit you up like, yeah, I did that.
She not gonna hit you up.
I told everybody it was my idea.
She not gonna hit you up. If you see her and y'all talk about it, but she ain't gonna call you the next day.
No, like, she hit me up.
Hey, I made the grilled cheese.
She legitimately hit me up.
That's why I made it. We talk about if she in another relationship.
But like I said, like if she learned that from you, y'all got a different type of relationship.
Here's the thing.
Ain't no other.
Here's the thing, there's actually other things. Like I actually taught this girl a lot of things to cook. I know she's like, you know, I made like this one dish, it's called shakshuka. It's like this Israeli dish with like tomato sauce, eggs, and da da da. And now like in New York, it's a popular like trendy-ish dish. And I know this bitch made it for a dude. And she was like snapping me pictures about it and sending it. Like,
I did. Don't do that shit.
But shit, but listen, you're still in mind. She's still snapping you that shit. Like, yo, this is what you talk.
Don't send me no shit.
But I'm talking, but now I'm talking about the ex thing. You don't do it to an ex.
Taught me.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. No, I'm saying, you don't, like, obviously, you're like, oh, look at my ex out. I made you this breakfast. My ex is making it. Obviously not.
Like, I done had chicks who hit me up and doing some shit. I done taught them what they do and shit. And I'm like, oh, that's what's up. Yeah.
That ain't right. What's up, though.
Did you do it right?
That ain't what's up.
Yeah, that is what's
I'm
up.
I'm okay with it. No, exactly. Cool. I mean, with no, guess what?
I ain't never went nowhere.
Like, she showed me that picture. I was just like, did you make the tomato sauce? Did you buy use canned tomato
together,
sauce?
She's
like,
I don't give a fuck.
You know I use homemade tomato sauce.
See, that's like, why I said, you ain't, once you educate and motivate them, man, it's like, they ain't going.
I ain't no college. I don't need the alumni.
My next question, the next meme, the next meme with the next question was, why do dudes be overprotective about chicks they cheat on?
Because they know they can get cheated on.
Who did you see them, the dudes you talking about? I ain't that type of dude.
Oh yeah, I don't know. About, like, I don't know about that.
It's called point. Being self-conscious. You know that sometimes it can be done.
Sometimes shit happen for one, so it ain't like a premeditated cheat.
So they be overprotective.
No, but if you
if you
cheat and you got away with it, like let's say, like, you know, I cheated on this person and I got away with it, she has no idea. You're like,
it was just sex.
You're putting it in, like, whether it's an affair, whether it's a one night stand, whether, it doesn't matter. You cheated. You're getting away with it. Mm. If you can do it, your mentality is like,
I didn't do it.
She could do it too. Ooh,
but yeah. But that's still like a,
like, if I can easily not, you know, like, just tip my phone down, put it down, and, like, you know, and you see the phone over there, right there, you're like, why is she putting her phone down? Your mentality is a cheating mentality.
Because you're cheating for a reason.
Regardless of whatever, like,
we're
just,
like,
putting it up. We're using it all like it's all like the same. And
the,
I like,
guilty party is the, you can point the finger.
Exactly, like,
that's simple. That's easy. Yeah, we solved that.
Like, if we, you know, every Thanksgiving, you and your cousin take that walk before, you know, Thanksgiving dinner.
You're already guilty, so you already gonna be like, I know I'm cheating.
That's amazing.
She probably cheating too, or I ain't gonna let her cheat, so I'm on her.
Yeah, but exactly, and it's still like in human nature to be like, if you think she did, like, okay, if she did one time before, then you're like, all right.
And it's still in the man's nature to still sow multiple seeds and still be protected. You could have three girlfriends and be protective of all three of them and still be fucking around.
Yeah, it's called being a hypocrite,
like,
though.
That's being like, that's nature of a man. Like,
nah, we make it, that's hypocrisy. Yeah, you give an excuse for her.
How? Well,
so that's what I'm saying. Like, you can't have that same outlook.
But I'm saying,
if you're doing that, you can't have that same outlook on the female. Like, if I'm doing this, whatever you're doing,
that's a whole other episode.
Like, it's a karma. It's kind of like the karma thing. It's like, if I know I'm doing this.
I mean, I get all that, but I'm just saying, like,
I'm not going to say you're doing this, but if you are.
Like, men gonna want to have multiple women. I think that's just...
And so are women.
And so women
not, want not necessarily. Not.
And not necessarily men.
We gotta, let's talk to women. Like, you can't answer
people,
for them.
I think people, though. I think people. I think some people just... Some people have it in them. Some people don't.
It's like if you have a child and they stick their finger into the electrical cord when they first start walking. Then after that, you're like, fuck. Now you got all the electrical cords with them little child-proof shit on there.
Yeah.
It's like... Did I get that deep to say, if I fuck up one time, now I'm cautious of everything else.
If you fuck up, how?
That's the same thing. That's why I just said, like, a child, if you have a child, which I'll say be like your female, if she stick her finger into an electrical cord and she don't know, or she just doing that shit...
You mean somebody stick a finger in her electrical cord?
Then you go around and plugging everything up. That means you going around watching everything she's doing.
You might be too high, right?
No, it ain't. You're going around.
Like, that's also.
I'm saying, go back to the question. You're going around like you're watching. So you know what I'm saying? You're being insecure about what she's doing. You're being overprotective.
You see what you're saying? Because
being overprotective over a chick if she cheat on you.
No, because you're cheating. That's the question. If you're cheating,
he asked the question if you're cheating.
Because it's the same thing. It's the same thing.
No, if you're cheating, you think that she's cheating as well.
You're going to think she's cheating as well because you cheat.
Because you can get away with it.
Yeah.
You wouldn't put it past her. So you're going to be overprotective because you don't want the same thing deep down to happen to you that what you're doing to her.
If you see that from her.
Because you know you couldn't take it.
That's what I'm saying. If you see that from her, then
You know what I'm saying? You can understand. You know what I mean? Like, you'll see, like, damn, I was doing this, and now fuck. Now I'm doing all this because she did that.
Yeah, no, I get you.
And that's what, I mean, I
get what you're saying, but you lost me with the day of child protection. Yeah, agency. I was zoned
but
out.
But now I get what you said.
But now I dig what you're saying, for real.
All right, shit. I hate you guys, by the way.
Like, nah, man.
But for real.
I mean, you trying to hit the Don Juan magic smooth.
Yeah, because it's different, man. It's different.
I get what you're saying,
it's different,
bro.
Dog. Like, the shit different. Like, I talk to a lot of niggas and I be around a lot of niggas. The shit different. Niggas deal with situations.
Yeah, people are different. People have different opinions, different wants, different desires, different expectations.
What's the next meme, bro?
Speaking of different, if a bra matches your panties, when you take her clothes off, it wasn't the man who decided to have sex.
How about this? If you end up taking her clothes off, who give a fuck what the bra and panties look like?
You're past the point. You're not
the clothes is off, my nigga.
But you're not
she already
what
decided.
He's
pretty much.
So she decided.
She already decided.
I mean, regardless.
No, here's what Trent is saying. Shane is like, so you go
like
on this date.
She premeditated this.
She
like,
was
I'm
like,
put on some
I'm
shit
gonna,
that's
yeah,
cute and
if
matches.
It matches. And this
he
is
gonna
a,
see this shit.
Let me finish. Yeah, exactly. Basically, it's a rule of thumb that I thought everybody knew. Like, if it's not a guarantee, but think about it. Like, if you're making it match, you know, not necessarily, but you're thinking somebody's gonna see you in this, so you wanted to. You don't want to wear the fucking
but
holy
at the
underwear.
But at the same time, they sell shit that just happened to match. So
yeah,
like,
I thought every,
when
I
a know. Chick buy it, she just buy the whole thing and she ain't thinking about what a nigga seeing it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's
but
just,
they don't match all the time.
Nah, they don't match all the time.
She wear that joint.
A lot of times the sets do match though. Like
yeah,
saying,
nah, but
like
if she wear that joint, she out with you.
Like she dug it out.
But hold on. I want you to go through me what you think of women's life is. Like they don't, you know, like they wash their shit and then it gets put in a drawer. You know what I mean? Just like every motherfucker.
No.
So ideally, she went through the panty drawer, found this panty, and found the matching one. She didn't just grab because she's like, hey, you know what? This motherfucker might see me in the shit. It's not like she has all these like racks of brand new shit that haven't been worn that she just takes down. You know what I mean? Like, there is some, I agree with Trent, there is some thought process to this. Like, you're on a date, you're not going to wear the fucking underwear with the fucking holy one that you've had since fifth grade that's got Homer Simpson. Like, he looks white. You know, like
some motherfuckers will. I put on good drawers, though.
But
good
if
socks.
You think that
good
somebody's
drawers.
Gonna see you in your drawers,
good
drawers
you, and good socks when you go
the white room. Socks with the black stains,
the brand new socks.
If you think somebody's gonna see you in them, you're gonna pick the fancier drawers you got, right? Like
niggas gonna match
the soft ones
socks.
Or some shit. Yeah, exactly.
Hold if the dude's boxes are as crispy as his socks, it was his jaw who decided to have sex.
Exactly.
I done been fired and got some bad business. I done been fired off of work.
Oh,
I got
dirty drawers. No, not dirty drawers. Salt vinegar drawers.
Here's a better example. It's like if she's not wearing any drawers at all. Like Sherrod and you.
No, that's different now.
No, in the same
sense. She might not never wear panties.
But in the same sense, she's thinking to herself, like, I might not need these things or whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
you might
want I'm coming ready.
But if she come out, I don't know, if she come out with the matching thing,
yeah,
I'm like, even you know,
thinking about
in her head, I'm thinking like a woman with the matching junk, she coming out like, all right,
and also
he might see underneath his clothes and what to put on.
Especially if it's like a nicer matching, like lacy or something like that.
I mean, if it's one of them fancy joints, it's premeditated like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
If she spent like $30-$50 on it. It's premeditated.
$30-$50. What are
the
you
bra with the
Kmart bras or whatever? Those things are fucking expensive. So you get like one of those like nice pointy boots, just run in the hundreds of fucking dollars.
I don't know, whatever that much.
Crotchless pants.
You can go buy yourself some fucking.
Just being able to see him though is
like
always a blessing.
Ladies, just so you know, we're not picky. I don't give a shit.
$100 on it so I can rip it off because I'm breaking shit.
A lot of times that shit don't got a match.
I'm about to tell you, nigga, I love a mismatch.
Buy the cheap shit from Fashion Nova because I might just rip that.
When you got the mismatch, that let me know you a real bitch, man. I'm telling you, man.
Just wear a t-shirt. I don't even need
it. Just one time, not all the time.
T-shirt work for me. You got to spend $100 on nothing.
But we're high-class dirtbags, so if you want them,
I'll take the mismatch.
If you want to put a sauce on it
with the leopard drawers.
I'll take the mismatch. Sometimes the mismatch be hitting.
Yeah, it might be like
panties that they don't make a bra for, but the panties is hitting.
You ain't going to see them that long.
No, they ain't keeping crib.
You know what I'm saying?
But you're not going to see him that long. Like,
yeah,
I don't never
see him that long. I'm trying to have him joints on the ceiling for 5 minutes.
I normally see him when I look for him and like, here you go.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, that's the only time I say,
oh, I didn't know you had these joints on this.
My bro at?
I couldn't even see him with the lights off. Oh, shit.
Now, that shit is crazy.
It's being high-class dirtbag, though. We're being hypothetical.
These are not truths.
Actual factuals.
Yeah.
What's the next one?
We gotta count how many times we said bitch in this episode, dog.
I think I said it too many times.
My bad.
We've been away for a minute, though.
Like, I'm pretty sure we're up to like 100.
But y'all say that shit when y'all talk to each other, man. So don't be, I mean it in a good way if I said it.
Yeah, I didn't say that much.
I mean the good way. We say nigga and we say bitch.
Yeah.
It's the same
I try not to. Like, especially when I'm watching horror movies.
But I'm sorry.
With my girl.
If y'all, anybody was offended.
I know, right?
But if anybody was offended, I'm sorry.
No, you can use it as long as you put it towards, you know, like, you could say, you have to say about the dude, too. Like,
next episode.
Like, you have to preface, you know.
If you start watching
a horror movie and you see the first dude go up there, you know, like, go in the dark room without a fucking flashlight, you're like, man, this bitch is stupid. You can say
anybody.
You
gotta call it for everybody.
You gotta call it for everybody.
Even like a dog and shit. Yeah. Like, oh, look at that dumb bitch.
Exactly.
Barking. The bitch keep barking. Then she like, oh, he likes to say bitch.
He just likes the word bitch.
He just likes the word bitch. Then when you call her one, she ain't shocked by it.
I can't face that.
Can
you
get some popcorn? She be like, what? Bitch, can you get some popcorn?
Call me a bitch. He call everybody a bitch.
It worked for shit like, if you call people boo and babe and baby and shit, that might work, but not. Bitch.
Like, I don't use that shit in person, like, often like that.
Use it on the podcast.
Yeah, but if,
like,
it,
if I mean, you had to drive through and the girl be like,
because if I do music, if I do music, I'm going to do it in the music. If I do, you know, a podcast, I'm going to do it on the podcast. If I'm speaking candid, I'm going to say this shit candid. Because, you know what I'm saying? That's what we call. But the chicks who I know, they know, like, when I say this shit, you know, I'm on my shit. But then when I'm around them, I ain't going to be like, yo, what up, bitch?
Yeah. It's hard to censor yourself when you talking real. We talking. We just talking.
Don't be like that. So,
you know,
like,
oh,
man.
It ain't. I ain't saying bitch like dirty bitch.
No, I mean, like ignorant. Like ignorant people.
Like, I've never called a woman a bitch in, like, harmful terms.
Right.
Probably never?
Like, I don't think I ever called a woman a bitch like my to
sister,
her face.
Probably like my sister number one or some shit like that. Or like a matter of fact, I called niggas bitches
more than I called women bitches.
I mean, and shout out to my sister number, but, like, you know, when we get in them real fights like that and I'm just learning to curse and shit like that.
Always a bitch ass.
I'm like, yo, I know this will hurt you. But, like, I never, you know what I mean, with an argument with a chick, none of that shit. Be like, bitch, you know what I'm saying?
I don't think I ever did. But I got
chicks who I can be around and be like, yeah, bitch, what's that? You know?
See, I said it a bunch of times.
I don't even got that.
Yeah, like.
Chill was there once, remember?
Yeah, what? Bitch, go do that. But I don't do that, but I choose not to.
In public. Remember? We were watching Jackson's movie. And basically, my buddy Alex, he told me, like, some kind of secret or something like that. We were all, like, out, and I told my girl. And then, like, we're out at dinner a few days, you know, like, later, and she brings it up like it's just normal discussion. And I was like, bitch, what the fuck?
Trent was there. You said, bitch, what the fuck?
I know Trent was like, oh, shit.
Trent flipped.
And they kind of shook it off like it was nothing. I was like, boy, cultural differences.
It was a huge girl. It was a white girl. Like, she took it like it was all right. She's like,
well,
what did I do? I was like, I told you not to say a word about that.
The world would have stopped.
You're like, what? Like, motherfucking the whole world. On this day.
I don't dress my women like that, man. No women around me like that.
I mean, I didn't mean it like serious. It wasn't dead serious. Yeah, but I have before. I've definitely fucking been in argument. Especially if it's like a stranger and you're just trying to get jabs at him.
Like, stupid bitch.
Like, that's a word I don't, that's a word I don't really use like that. Like,
I just said it in traffic and shit. I never said it at a bitch face, like at a drive-thru.
Like, yeah, I almost said that shit the other day in the car, man, because I got my kids in the car. Some chick tried to pull out in front of me, damn.
I know, I say that all the time.
I'd be like, yeah, I just looked at it like, you. I didn't say it, but I just looked at it like, you stupid bitch.
Yes, like, that's my favorite. Like, that and funky bitch, you funky bitch. Like, I just like using them type of words. But
I be
like,
saying that shit to dudes, too. Like, you stupid bitch.
That shit to be comical, really, yeah, to me. Yeah. Like, huh? That shit don't even be like on
the It's like for like stupid, that. Ignorant people, though. Bitch for me is like an ignorant person.
Yeah. You know, nah, bitch is a bitch, man.
Bitch has many meanings to me. I'm not gonna lie.
Funky dog face bitch.
Like, yeah, but ain't nobody gonna be, funky. You know, who been around me be around me. Oh, yeah, face. You calling me a bitch? No, I don't. No, you never did that in my life. No, but you gonna say, yeah, he called that bitch a bitch. Because that bitch was a bitch. Damn. You know?
Yeah, dog. Especially if you're the gas station or something. Maybe stop caring, bitch.
I don't see that.
That's excuse. You can. That's excuse. You can excuse that, but everything else, nah, I don't think so.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man.
Hey, Christmas coming up, man.
Yeah, shit, that's a good segue. Fucking bitches at Christmas. Let's do it. Ho, motherfuckers. Let's do it.
Ho, ho, you see with my mind.
Bitches and Christmas.
So the whole time, I'm trying to switch from bitches to hoes, but then you know.
That's on the next episode.
Nah, that motherfucking.
We're still on Thanksgiving episode, man.
Bitches and Christmas.
I know, but you know, Christmas. Soon as Friday come, everybody got their Christmas tree
Let's
up.
Let's pump the brakes on. I ain't ready to talk about Christmas.
Soon as Black Friday hit, motherfuckers got their Christmas tree up.
Actually, this is after Black Friday because you already said the date.
It's after Cyber Monday.
This is, nigga, Christmas time, nigga. Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah.
This is Thanksgiving. We ate Thanksgiving food today, and now we preparing for Christmas.
We got a Christmas tree. Who?
We got a Tyson fight tonight.
That's what motherfuckers needed.
Tyson and Roy Jones Jr.
Man, that motherfucker going.
No. Is it? Roy Jones Jr.
You ready for
that? Roy about to
take this. This isn't easy.
Roy
Tyson.
About to run and dance about 30.
I don't know.
Are we going four for Tyson on this, sir?
It's only 2 minute rounds. It's only 2 minute rounds, and I think they said no knockout rules.
So, yeah, no knockout rules.
What does that mean?
What do you mean, no knockout rules?
You can't knock somebody out.
How do you not knock somebody out in a fight?
That took the luster out of it for me.
It's a for fun fight.
Yeah, that's when I was like, I knew I'm a pirate.
I mean, any punch can knock somebody out. Were you just not hitting hard?
I don't know.
They had to put that in there for Tyson because he's ready to knock the fuck out.
Bro. That nigga was like, I'm going to eat. That nigga got a cake that was shaped in Roy Jones Jr. and he cut it up and ate it with his kids, dog.
It was delicious. This is the foulest nigga in the world, dog.
Did he really do that?
That nigga's a high-class dirtbags, dog. Yes.
It's delicious.
No, he's a like, high-class dirtbag.
He got a cake that looked just like Roy Jones Jr., bro.
Oh, you didn't get one that looked like his children? Remember? Remember back in the day, he said, like, eat your children or something like that?
Nah, he got...
That would have been so much better.
He got a cake that looked like Roy Jones Jr. and ate it with his children.
Dog, that shit was so funny. Because I didn't know at first. I was like... Can I see the little thing? I said, this is Roy Jones Jr. I lost it.
Okay.
Yeah, no, this
savage.
This nigga be wilding.
Shout out to Mike Tyson.
Holy shit. This is supposed to be a 2 minute fight, like a 2 minute round fight. And he got a cake of your head. I don't want to fight no more after that.
I don't want to
like,
fight.
He got
period.
A cake of my head. Like, I didn't even think of that.
I'm going to shoot this nigga down.
He said, this is a real fight. No, I don't want to fight this exhibition, Mike.
What if it was like
Billy
a really.
Blanks, dog. This nigga got a pistol in his corner.
Billy Blanks moment.
Billy Blanks
moment.
What if this cake was like the best cake Mike Tyson's ever had, and he'll remember this his whole life?
No.
Like his kids be like, Dad, remember that cake
we got? Roy Jones cake.
Go get that Roy Jones cake.
He might try to punch Roy Jones' head off.
They ate a cake of Roy Jones, and my kids keep asking.
They want a real head.
They want more Roy Jones cake.
Mike Tyson probably like.
Nice guy to that every fucking year his birthday party.
My kid turned 7. He wanted a Roy Jones cake.
Mike Jason, like, so for the delicious. Last 15 years, he been regretting he ain't killed somebody in the ring.
Well, Roy Jones is lighter and faster.
Nah, Roy Jones might knock Tyson out.
They both look like they age. Yeah. So let's just,
let's
not forget how old these motherfuckers are.
Yeah, but that kind of takes out, like, he's got a point there. Like, the no knockout rule is like,
Jones
like, is a lot quicker.
Watching your two
but Tyson's
fight.
Still fast.
You don't want nobody to get hurt, but you do want to see.
Yeah, I
want to
see it.
You gonna have helmets on and shit?
Nah, probably not.
No, man, if they got I'm definitely pirating.
No, listen,
if they got the little sparring helmets on, nigga, I'm done.
I'm gonna be so upset. Please don't do that.
2 minutes gonna go by so fast though.
Yeah.
Oh, but. Nate Robinson
is the undercut.
Now that's what I'm getting it for. I want to see Nate Robinson fight the white dude.
Yeah, Jake Paul.
Robinson.
Whatever fucking fight,
man. YouTube dude. Yeah. But Jake Robinson like 5'5".
Nate Robinson.
And Jake Paul like
6'6". What do you mean YouTube?
Nate Robinson really been training for boxing.
Jake Paul or John Paul.
Sean Paul. Jake
Paul. The YouTube dude.
One other time. What is the YouTube boxer?
Like
the YouTube like dude.
He used to be doing shit.
But then he started boxing. So now he's fighting Nate Robinson.
He got like a brother.
A point guard.
Something Paul. Their last name is Paul.
Jake Paul.
Yeah.
and another one.
And so Logan YouTube star decided to go boxing.
Logan Paul.
Logan Paul. Yeah,
like celebrity boxing type shit.
Yeah.
But he take it seriously, I guess.
They kind of started that shit. Who's the other person? I ain't going to say started.
Nate Robinson. Remember he used to play for the Knicks? Dunk champion. Sure. Two-time dunk champion.
Yeah, the short dude. Like five,
so it is
eight,
a celebrity
five,
boxing.
Nine,
yeah. No, because the two... undercards before that is like some, I think, real like UFC, yeah, real either UFC yeah. fighters or boxers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's yeah. like a real fight, two real fights, and then they fight
these
yeah.
other fights.
I mean, it's like charity, but
is it boxing fights? Or do we get one UFC,
nah,
one boxing?
No, it's boxing, but I think UFC got some shit going on.
I like boxing
too.
Better.
Shit, I don't know, man. It depends on who fighting,
right?
It depends on who fighting.
Just this saying. Nate Robinson fight, it's weird. The hype don't match up, so that might be a shitty fight.
Yeah, I don't know. But I know that UFC.
You got to think about it, though. Like, Nate Robinson, like.
If it was UFC, I'd be like, all right, that's going to be a good fight because you got height difference.
But he's still like, what, 6 feet?
Get you on the ground. He, nah.
Nah, Nate he's Robinson, like 5'8", 5'9", or something.
Probably got to be like 5'9".
Oh, he going to get beat up.
Yeah, dog. It's Jake Paul got to be.
What is this YouTube guy do?
He may be shorter than 5'9".
He just does
nine,
YouTube videos. Like,
five,
he got seven, popular off of, rich off of YouTube.
It might be
like doing
five,
what,
seven.
Though?
Like, just like random shit.
Doing stunts and
yeah.
crazy shit. White
crazy
shit,
yeah.
He had money. He's doing shit with
basically,
money.
Basically, doing shit poor motherfuckers couldn't afford
white
to
boy,
do.
White boy.
Like, but what? Give me an example.
Breaking Xboxes and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, doing crazy
oh, just
shit.
Dumb,
yeah,
you know.
Just dumb shit, yeah.
Like backyard wrestling type
yeah.
shit? Or
like, like yeah. Like,
look him up, bro.
Wrecking cars. And like,
I don't know, man.
Just, yeah. doing, you know, just doing crazy
breaking
shit.
Breaking iPads and yeah. doing crazy shit.
Doing stunts, pissing off
money
neighbors.
And I can do shit.
Yeah, wasting bread.
So just a prank.
One of those
nah, just like
yeah, he's gonna get his ass kicked.
Just doing random. Oh no,
nah, but
shit.
He stuck. Nah, he been boxing for a minute.
Doesn't
though.
Matter though. Now he's an athlete.
He's 2-0. The dude is 2-0.
But here's the thing. But in the same vein,
the Paul dude.
No, he not. He lost 82? To that dude KSI or some
he
shit.
One
he lost. No, he lost to that dude KSI twice.
No, it's not a matter
that
of
black dude, that black British dude, that YouTubes and shit. That yeah, dog. He lost to that motherfucker.
One person used to play a game for how long is a basketball game? An hour. Run up and down the court for an hour. You know what I mean? It's about, that's what boxing is also. It's a huge factor, stamina. Like, you can go out there and be okay for a round or two, but can you go 10 rounds? You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Nate Robinson going to be all right, bro.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think the YouTube guy's going to
be an athlete all his life.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Just
like an athlete. That's what I'm asking. What is he doing? Like,
to me, it's like the poor man Evan Drogo versus the poor man's Gary Coleman, dog. Or the rich man's Gary Coleman. It's like, dog, you ain't much.
He's strong, though. Don't give me. Nate Robinson's strong, bro.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
He might knock a motherfucker out.
He's an athlete. Like, he is.
He might knock a motherfucker out. That's a grown man still.
I don't know, man.
And he's been an athlete all his life. I'm about to play football for the University of Washington.
I'm just hit you on the
and
top
professional
of your head.
Basketball.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know how to play. Your body can go for.
And you've been training for boxing for longer than 6 months.
No. That's when you just hit a motherfucker on the top of his head one time. Boom! Motherfucker knocked out. He's sleeping.
Nah, he.
Bugs Bunny is.
Going to be good, though. I'm in.
I want to see that fight more than I want to see the Tyson.
Yeah,
for real. That's why I was mad last night.
They ain't going to really fight. Tyson and Roy, I don't think they're going to really
fight.
Yeah, Nate Robinson not going to fight because they were talking shit on the internet and all that shit. I'm like, oh, this shit about to be fine.
Somebody and Logan Paul lost to the last black dude he fought. So.
See, man, that too.
So he's like,
he ready to
I got to get one of y'all.
Yeah, I got to get one of these niggas. Good luck, motherfucker. Good luck, motherfucker.
Straight up, cuz. I don't know. I don't trust it, though.
Man.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, we did the damn thing.
Nah, man. You already know, man. This is, once again, the High Class Dirtbags podcast, man.
Keep the change, you filthy man. That's enough for me, dog.
Gotcha, bitch.
Hey, man. You already fucking know, man. Tune in, listening, man. You got any questions you want us to ask, holla at us, man. You know the fucking info, bro.
Hell yeah.
Olansky.
FlamesP36 on IG.com.
JR, you know, Blurdy J on IG.
My throat feels better. Warren and Drew Lucky.
His throat feels better, everybody.